Matthias being a Glossodarnia.
Which is?
Matthias being an antidepressant.
Yes.
And Glossodarnia is psychosomatic pain in the tongue.
Oh, I'm getting this weird psychosomatic sense of deja vu.
Yeah. And you ended up with what?
I ended up with the sites called Love.
He never not listens.
All sorts like that.
Love Pussy does
the most expensive person I know. Cat appreciation site.
It might have been on their forums. They might have been discussing how merely one partner had a psychosomatic paralysation of the tongue or whatever it was.
Which didn't help with Love Pussy.
No. Oh, cat love pussy with a paralysed tongue.
Is that the name of the National Association of Cat Lovers or something?
Yeah. Money's on if you look for lovepussy.com. It's not a cat site.
It's not going to be a full line appreciation.
Oh, I don't know. The other thing was that I got 6 hits out of the whole lot on the rest of my poem.
What?
You got 203.
That's not bad, since I've never even heard the word before. Perhaps it's a big thing in the porn industry. Perhaps porn actors are stricken with it.
They probably couldn't pronounce it. It's psychosomatic anyway, you said.
Psychosomatic thingy of the tongue.
It's all in your head.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's generally where your tongue is, yes.
And it's gen.
So sometimes it sticks out a little bit. But...
Yeah.
All good.
Right, we are recording.
Are we now?
Yes.
You'll be editing that bit out then.
How?
I've only ever made 2 edits in the entirety of the 30 episodes we've recorded.
Really?
Yeah.
What were they?
They were generally abusive things.
Hang on, what's the point of saying what they were? Because you'll just have to edit them out.
Actually, one of them was something that Helen wanted us to remove.
Oh, I removed that one. That's
because she said something, it wasn't a particularly personal thing, it was just something.
It was just something she wanted to remove. No, I actually ended up removing that one.
And there was another one that I can't remember, but that was a long, long time ago. We haven't edited anything at least 15 sessions.
See, whereas Matt is not out the tape, we edit out all the swearing.
Well, really? All the
you wouldn't fucking believe how much work it is.
Surely there isn't actually any
game.
Have
you got Neil playing?
If you take all the swear words out, there isn't anything there, is there, surely?
We're doing quite well, actually.
Yeah, actually doing.
Well, you're trying to beat that.
So, session one. If you're in New York, the end of the session one, and London, what?
Basically, what we found is it's rather good to get it out of your system at the beginning. So we can all stand 5 minutes having a good old turn the air blue session.
Occasionally I turn the page and go, wow, you're fucked. I mean, whoops, you're in a great deal of trouble now.
You need to get a voiceover software that you can edit it afterwards, and where you beep you said fuck it, it says oh dear. Something like that.
Oh dear. Oh my, oh lord.
My giddy
aunt. Like what they did on the Pulse. Ooh. When they kept playing that Pink song that said ass, and they kept putting the word buns over the top of ass.
No, they didn't do that. What they actually did was they took the word ass, waited till half of it was said, and then put buns over it.
So
the actual result was ass buns is actually what it ended up as. Absolutely horrendous edit. It was so terrible. And to be honest, ass isn't really that bad a word.
No, no.
Finn, is ass a bad word?
Well, it's a donkey, kind of.
Exactly.
Things like, mind you, you did have a bit of a problem when the cat landed on your lap.
Yeah.
Whoops.
You should have heard the night that the cat fell in the bath. Oh, you were?
He was there.
It's
the wet cat.
Was that worldwide just under the session?
The soaking wet cat.
Helen had run a bath for herself and the cat managed to fall in the burny hot bath and it was a bit...
Do you know how cats look, how pathetic they are when they're completely soaked?
Fully soaked.
And you actually see how thin cats are when they're furs on. You're like... All these little stick legs, this kind of clump, wet cat kind of girl. Very sorry for itself.
Very bad.
And then Finn made a comment.
Yes.
Finn always makes a comment.
Yeah, Finn.
That was his character.
That's why we don't edit ours.
That's why we miss Garud.
We miss Garud.
Finn, you make too many comments. It's very bad.
Big explicit sign flashing that we have.
Oh, we should have just had a sign on the front saying Finn's really
excited. Gas! No, you've got gas!
For the temple audio, I've just put it up onto podcast thingy, podcast.com.
Ali? Oh, podcast.com.
Podcast.com. And to sort of get it out onto the lists. And
Podcast Ali's a good one too.
Yeah, it was, does it have adult content? Well, not really. Does it have adult language? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tick that box a lot of times.
Dave's playing.
Yeah, Dave's as blue as you. Yeah. Dave as blue as fairy.
Does it have explicit content?
Do you put him down as Zombie Dave? Please tell me you put him down as Zombie
Dave. No, he's not actually down as Zombie Dave.
He's just Dave.
He should be Zombie. He's Zombie Dave.
You know, for the Nationals, he emailed me and he was like, blah, 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 congratulations on getting married, and I had no idea who it was. I was like, who the hell is Dave Turner? Why does he know who I am? I got really scared until Paul Simpson went, oh, it's Zombie Dave. And I was like, oh, okay. I was very freaked out.
It's all good.
Right. Hell no, somebody back home called Pedo Phil or something.
No,
Pedo
Mario. No, it was Michael Dick.
Michael does.
It's an unfortunate nickname to have, that, isn't it? Pedo Phil.
No, Michael's old group from back in Redcar. Apparently he used to play with Beardy Chris, Pedo Dave.
Pedo Dave, that's it.
Pedo Dave and something Frank. And I can't
Hairless Bob.
No, was it Hairy Frank? Smelly Frank or something. And apparently one of them at every session used to turn up with, from Morrison's, one of those rotisserie chickens, the large ones.
Oh,
and used to, he had quite long fingernails and used to rip it to pieces and devour it during the game. Which is quite frightening, but not as bad as the man who drank cockle juice at the Nationals.
And was like disturbed by that. In fact, they made the entire group wretched.
To be honest, it's bad enough eating the cockles.
But then drinking the juice out of the cockles jar is just grim.
I'm guessing that's a nice mixture of water, salt, and
cockle piss. That's the one.
I think you should call it liquid rather than juice.
Yes, yeah. Juice. No, that's definitely, it's definitely juice, isn't it, really?
Could be worse. Like, it could be an olive oil rather than brine.
Who the hell knows what it was? It was grim.
It could be a marshmallow juice.
That was a bad national. Bad national.
Quite interesting. Yeah, that
one where I
No, I'm not talking about that one in a way. Yeah,
the one where I
that's
I played
a very, in
I played a very good game. One of the best games I ever played in was in the Bangor Nationals.
And one of the very worst was as well, I recall. I walked past the room he was in. Everyone in the room was just sat with their head on their arm and the GM was just sat staring out the window and it looked like, you know, some kind of forced labour camp where they were just trying to think of a way to escape. And
I started role-playing in 1980 and that was the worst game I've ever been in my life.
Something
in 25
or something that took you something in a bridge that took you about 40 minutes to get over it. It's a bridge, for God's sake!
It was, I mean, some people may have liked it, it's just no one I knew. Personally, it didn't agree with me, that particular game.
Because it was crap.
And it's scarred on my mind.
Yeah, I didn't get very good.
It's a good talking point, so you suffer for that, and you get.
I didn't get great games at Bangor. I got one where
the clockwork scenario was really.
I
excellent.
Heard that was good.
It was really, really good. The homemade clockwork scenario.
No, the ones I got one where I was playing D&D, which was sort of a pseudo first stroke second edition hybrid home rule kind of thing, which was fine.
Was it D&D or homebrew?
It was in D&D. The characters were all sort of handed out, and I ended up with the brash half-elven fighter, level 3, specialist weapons, spear. Magical item, javelin of lightning. One use only.
One use only.
Because
it
turns to lightning, and yeah. Everyone else, level 7. I'm level 3. You're level 7. Okay, so, brash young fighter, every fight, charges into combat. Clonk, unconscious. I was like, what is the point? I spent 3/4 of the game unconscious. And then right at the very end, I've saved this javelin of lightning for the bad man.
Yes.
Threw it. And of course, third level fighter. Missed. So it's like, why the hell was I here? Winner of my category.
It's the thing about student nationals. The games are variable. It is a bit like...
No, that was just wrong.
The games are variable in the sense that you can have very, very good games run by people.
What surprised me was the fact that I didn't die. That's life at the end, which I considered a personal triumph. And then in the second game, I was a priest of the light, which in some guy's weird campaign that he'd written, who had a vow of silence.
That's useful.
And surprisingly, the guy who won my category got Bolshy Cleric in the first game and Bolshy Fighter in the second.
So you get to speak a lot.
So you're like,
I have to dominate the party because it says so on my character
exactly.
description.
Whereas I spent most of my first game unconscious and most of the second game standing around going...
What was that, Helen's vampire character she played in the Nationals?
What was that? Was
she a shy Nosferatu?
No, she was a shy Nosferatu with clan enmity Nosferatu.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, you don't say anything, even though you're the oldest and like hardest character who happens to look like a small girl, and you don't do anything, you won't say anything. It's like, well, if you roleplay this to the hilt, you're just going to sit there and do nothing. And aren't you going to notice?
What are you going to do? I'm staying at home. What? Yeah. Well, you wrote the character, I'm staying at home.
Yeah.
But no, it was all good fun. Anyway...
But so to the guy who I think had the worst game ever, other people may have liked it, it was just personally,
No.
I would like to have seen the Clockwork
and everyone else who was playing the game.
I would like to have seen the Clockwork game.
Anyway,
the yes, I've got the characters
in the dungeon.
Anyway, yes, back to dungeoning. Thank you to two Anonymouses and Thing for donating this fantastic month.
I'm like saying anonymous.
And
Thing is the perviest thing in the world.
Really?
Yes.
He's very. He's particularly prolific.
He is. I like Thing. Yeah, Thing is good.
He's prolific.
I'd beat him if I could be asked to type.
That's true.
Speech recognition software.
Yeah.
He's done wonders for the forums, though.
It's true.
204 posts when I looked at his thing.
Go find
you're looking at Thing's thing. Has he been PMing you again?
Have you been looking at Thing's profile? Profile of Thing's quite interesting.
I'm saying.
Profile looks like that. Okay.
So. Yes, I also managed to finally print out that email that we had from
a
gentleman.
Do you want
somebody else to read it? Out? Oh, yeah. You read it. Lindsay can read it. Lindsay does good.
Lindsay. Best received pronunciation.
Dear Hal, Finn, Lindsay, Paul, and Steve.
Woohoo!
Just over a week ago, I was diagnosed with.
Meningococcal
meningitis.
That's not funny.
Obviously, my pronunciation is shit. And have been in hospital since then. While I was there, a friend of mine downloaded the complete world's largest dungeon audio review thus far onto my MP3 player.
That's a nail in the coffin.
I would like to say a huge thank you to all of you for entertaining me since then. I'm a D&D player myself, and the whole thing has kept me occupied and amused. However ill and depressed I felt.
Oh.
The five of you do an excellent job keeping the boredom away, and I hope you continue to make your game sessions and even the irrelevant but hilarious banter public. Many thanks. And there is a name. I'm not going to read his full name, but it's Johnny. It's his first name.
Very good. We have offered him a patronship on the back
of that. Oh, that's lovely. That's kind of, it's kind of weird to think that people actually find it.
It's useful.
I've been thinking that for a whole year now.
What? Therapeutic?
What? What's going on there?
Oh dear.
It's all good.
We started off with loads of irrelevant banter and off we go. So
yes, yeah. Relevant banter, just especially there.
Well, that's a really nice email.
It does only mean we are better than being very, very sick.
It's true, yeah.
Yes!
Yeah.
We're better than being very ill.
Yeah. Good for me.
There's a slogan for it.
RPGMP3, better than being very ill.
Broadcast it to hospitals.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, but his own people would get better and leave.
Why not
just leave?
Why don't you have it pumped out over like transatlantic and trans-Pacific flights?
What I'm trying to do is I'm getting in touch with those companies that install music in lifts.
Yeah.
And you get like every now and again that role player just stands in the lift as it goes up and down.
Hypnotized.
You have to be in there for like nearly 4 days.
Don't let it work, get stuck often enough.
Have you added up how many hours?
I haven't recently. We were on, at session 29, we were on 84 and a half.
That's not that good, is it? We'll have to have a big party at 100
96,
hours.
168.
168
hours. It's a week. A week is 168 hours.
I don't think we're going to get a whole week in, but we're going to get out of this dungeon before a week of gaming's in.
I think to initiate our new person, we should make him solitary roleplay the same amount of hours as we have done to catch up.
Solitary roleplay. Yeah. Is that solitary legend making?
Solitary legend. Yeah.
Unfortunately, technically, Steve and I's characters have travelled with him.
Yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I was talking to Shathis today online, and he was guessing what all your characters were, because we never actually told anyone what the actual characters were when we posted up. And he thinks that Steve's a cleric, or he did, and that Finn was I can't remember what he said to him was, and he hadn't a clue what Richard was.
Just perverse.
So it's all good.
Are you going to actually tell people what you do?
No, we'll post up the stats.
Oh, right.
As normal. And scare them.
And scare them with Steve's brokenness, which apparently is actually half broken.
I can break it more.
I'm not allowing you to have a spell from the Underdark book.
Look, I know how to kill him.
Is it an official one?
Yes, it's Forgotten Realms official.
Well, there you go. Sorry.
It is official for
GM
Realms.
Overruled.
Just turn him into a mineral warrior. Gives him a bit extra strength, more constitution. And damage reduction, adamantine 8.
Oh, you're missing a few tricks here, Steve. What's going on?
For a level. You lose intelligence, wisdom, and charisma.
But then again, later on, I get... It would be damage reduction anyway.
Fair enough.
Damage reduction 10.
Yeah, you've got to give credit to Steve. He thinks in the long term with the characters.
Yeah. Steve, you should do a one-on-one. You should do. That's what you should do. You should get people come and apply to you. And you should charge them to make great D&D characters.
You could set like an academy, couldn't you? Like a character training academy. Like, oh no, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You
want to do no, this. No, God, no. Take these 67 feats and you'll be knackered.
Steve's great book of mini-maxing.
Yes. Actually, we are. You're going to have to come round at some point. We're going to have to try and make the ultimate unbreakable, the ultimate broken character.
Is it some kind of Iron Man contest for D&D characters?
What we're actually going to do, I think was.
And put them in the arena. And see who
wins. We did. He's. We're writing a game. Steve helped me make the bad guy, and to be honest, it's a bit hard.
He's a Sauron, you fluffy little...
No, he's a bit hard. He's quite hard. He hasn't got many hit points.
What level dungeon are you doing it for?
It's one to start with.
Oh, one. He's a 24th level necromancer. Oh, God.
Hey, that's not a bad guess. He is a 24th challenge rating necromancer.
Yes.
It's going to be a campaign that starts
I just picked that out of the blue.
We're going to start at one and right through. So the first dungeon at the moment is five rooms, in which I expect half the party to die.
I'm allowed to make a chapter.
If you've got five people,
guess who made those?
Who's the half?
Is it the Fluffy Bunny chapter?
Yeah. Or it's the evil, I'm actually evil, I just hide behind Phelan, who is nice character.
La, 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 la. They could be evil Fluffy Bunnies.
Yeah. Ooh.
Vicious, sharp, pointy teeth.
Zombie bunnies.
God, couldn't be more dopey than normal bunnies.
Last night on our drive back from Cheshire, we saw a barn owl, a fox, and the rabbit.
All under the rim of your wheel.
Oh, no, all alive.
The barn owl was by far the tastiest.
I've never seen an owl before.
It's the breadcrumb coating that does it.
All stuck to the front of my
head. I think we need to tell Neil in detail about the owl, though.
That's a bit mean. Neil Young does not like owls.
Does he not?
That's the most horrifying for Cthulhu. Put in an owl.
He'll die.
Owls are lovely. Just describe how rotate it's.
Yeah. Neil doesn't like anything that turns its head right round.
Well, Neil is on character number three by now.
You kidding?
No.
Oh, dear.
No, I think we can safely say...
do you know who else has died?
No one.
Helen.
No one.
Yeah, I think we should just dub him Kenny, to be honest.
Helen nearly died, though, didn't she?
We all nearly
died.
Pretty
much everyone nearly died.
She said the other day when she dropped the key.
Due to some really bad rolls, at times you don't want bad rolls. It's like, oh, that's us. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Just stay away from the mansion. You'll be fine.
No, too late.
Too late.
That's where it all
Don't
went.
Go back to the mansion and you'll be fine.
Run away. We were quite fortunate.
Go somewhere safe, like, go to Rio.
Africa. We had the better of the two rights.
They have their tickets booked for Cairo already.
Oh, very good. They're going to Cairo.
A little bit of business in London on the way.
Who's going to die in a knife fight in the street? Neil!
They can make it a weekly occurrence.
He's going to get his head ripped off in a pyramid. Neil!
Oh my god, they killed Kenny! No, they're
going to get it. Yeah, work yourself back. You're right. All you need to do is get a little catchy phrase.
Yes.
Oh my god, they killed Albert Humpendinkle.
Again.
Albert Humpendinkle the 96th!
Make him the hereditary Lord of somewhere.
I demand that you put in a character called
Who killed the Lord of such and such?
In fact, he
introduced one of his, what was planning to have his next character beforehand.
So in he's preparation being played for his death.
In preparation, he was being played as an NPC. Yeah. And the NPC went insane.
That'll teach him. That'll learn him.
To be honest, they did summon a bikey.
What, without the bind spell?
And shot it down.
What's a bind spell?
Yeah.
What's a bind
what
spell?
What is a bind spell?
Look, it's not real. Look, I can do this chant. Nothing happens. You're right, nothing happens. You didn't do it right.
Even when you spend 9 points into it, it still doesn't work. See? I put all that in, nothing happens. 95, so see?
Funny. Should have turned the page and made him some Cthulhu instead.
We're in the Mythos book reading club at the moment. We all swap texts and scrolls every night. There's another one.
Go slowly
madder. The start of Max is very much like a Monty Hall D&D campaign.
Mm.
Like, ooh, it's another magic book. Ooh, magic items.
Claire's got like
Cthulhu.
Claire's got like 12 sand left.
When we left Waterstones
on
Saturday night, we saw Jimmy Carr.
Did you?
Walking into Waterstones.
We did. Cool. Looked like he was going for coffee. Be depressed when you were shook.
No, I just went, oh, I know him.
Look at the moonfish twat.
Beat him.
Oh my god, he's so funny.
Did you see him on Twitter?
Hang on, disclaimer. RPGMP3 does not endorse anything Finn says.
That's a very good disclaimer. That covers about 75% of the bad stuff that ever goes on.
Anything that comes out of his mouth, this is your own personal opinion.
How much editing we have to do on that?
No, I can imagine that while he's GMing, he's a lot more staid.
No, he's still the most potty-mouthed person of all. He's the GM.
No, I'm not. It's Claire. Claire's filthy.
Claire?
Yes.
Actually, no, I won't say.
I can imagine Abby being quite dirty.
Do you frequently late at night imagine Abby being quite dirty?
Yeah. I creep off to the bathroom leaving Lindsay sleeping.
Sorry, I'm thinking about Richard.
While I'm creeping off to the bathroom.
Did you get those cards? The dungeon will start presently. Please hold.
Did you get those JPEGs he digitally altered for you?
We need that GM hold music. Not yet, they should be on their way. They should come out the printers today.
Well, in time for Dragon Meat then.
That's the plan. I was guaranteed them in time for Dragon Meat, god damn it. Best get here.
I don't think I should use a heart that has a bite
out of it. A bite? Vampiric?
Right! Anyway, thank you everyone.
Dungeon on!
Yes, dungeon on. You were in room I-80. Which is right at the top of area.
Wouldn't it be funny if we didn't play the dungeon, we just sat and talked?
it wouldn't surprise a lot of people. If you actually listen to some of the episodes, there is maybe you move from one room to another room, but actually in the middle of an enormous conversation.
I think we should genuinely just record our conversations sometimes.
Put it up and go, session 34, session 33. Maybe we can pad up to session 100, just chit-chat. No, it gets to session 89, and then it's just like, what?
I have an idea. We should put a post up saying, right, what should we talk about?
No!
We should record something specifically on a subject, like 15 minutes on some.
The Middle East
subject.
Situation today.
Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the news.
Why is belly button fluff always blue?
Yes, it's true.
Don't talk about it.
I've seen a website
where you can get pole vault. Maybe he hasn't.
Maybe you've got the same.
What's that?
Put your finger in your belly button.
Yes.
And your ass falls.
No, really?
No,
No.
You know you can come undone. I told you about that guy, didn't I? It was nasty.
Really? Yeah. Hal has, at the back of his belly button, a big hard piece of plastic. Apparently, according to Steve, who is the fount of all knowledge...
I don't have that.
It's where his umbilical cord was tied off, and because of his age, it was tied off using
a
plastic
thing. And because he's northern, probably.
Apparently,
I envisage it. Yeah, I've just had their sandwiches after being down the pit. And they go, and pull that little plastic tag off the end of the bread, and then you sort of use that.
I definitely don't have one of those because I was not born in a hospital.
Oh, okay.
That's a worry, Paul.
It's true.
He was born in another dimension.
I was not
the
born
jungle.
In
a hospital.
He was born in a taxi on way to hospital.
No, but I wasn't born in a hospital. Well, that's it.
You can't not tell us.
Yeah, damn it. Where's the ball, Paul?
I'll give you some patrons only exclusive one there.
Patrons, give it to me.
See, we could do it. You could separate off the audio, the chat for anyone into a separate stream.
I honestly, I know. I think we should. I'm going to put that post on.
RPG MP3 bollocks stream.
Could have it like a director's commentary on a DVD.
Yeah, optional, so you always turn it off.
Lindsay does current debate by request.
Lindsay does current debate.
You could kind of do that with stereo. Because you could have one of the channels, the right channel, as commentary, and then as long as you can switch off one of the channels.
So now not only are we recording the games, we're now going back over the recording and recording something about the recording.
Well done, <volunteer. laughs>
you've got to do it in hushed and reverent tones. And here we see them just about to roll the die for the third time against this monster.
Oh no, Hal's scratching his balls again.
I never scratch my bollocks.
Well, stop it then.
He's just playing.
I'm
scratching. Fondling, damn you.
Yes, it's massage. It's intimate massage.
He's very paranoid about testicular cancer.
Can we
just
send
this off? Check every 2
Amazing.
Or 3 minutes.
We haven't got this
one. Just erase the first 45 minutes.
How long have we been recording with Matt? This mug.
This mug has been recorded.
23 minutes.
Right, let's start. Okay, enough of this. Let's keep on the actual damn game. You're in room I-80, which is right at the very top of area I.
Into the prison-y.
And you just killed a bunch of drow in this prison-y area. Mm. Or coming out of this prison-y area. That's all you're doing.
When we eventually built up the will to live. I mean, the will to fight.
Yes.
The will to live.
There's a bit that sloped downwards.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's right, there is. There is some kind of... gradient, sloping.
There's a very slight slope to the
door. Good idea, this having a new person. He remembers stuff.
I know.
Yeah, shit. He must be keen. We'll beat it out of him in a couple of seconds.
Yeah, since we've spent a year going through the same 25 sessions.
Hang on, I need to get to all the crap that's buried in
the must know these doors very well, because we see them all the time for past...
What doors?
The doors that are in the dungeon every so often, because they're always the same kind.
You mean the big Uber doors?
Any doors. All the doors we come across are like two or three standard types of doors, and that's all we've seen for like a year.
Yeah, the bottom is a job lot.
Yeah, not kidding.
If you're going to build a dungeon, you may as well do it on a cheap, won't you?
Oh god, I wish I hadn't seen that picture. Kick them in. Ooh, we shouldn't go onto that map at the back of that list.
The very blue map.
Yeah, the blue map with things in it.
Did you not take 20 ranks of swimming?
No, but I might take overland flight in the future.
Dude, wow.
What?
Join up?
Of course they join up.
Some of them don't.
When I have a big enough wall, or I take this set of shelving down, I'm actually going to patch the wall.
It's almost worth taking the wall shelving
down. Alright, yeah, I'm with it. As long as Lindsay's not looking...
back into this room.
I'm never ever going to do that. Lindsay's staring at
but
me.
But you can actually... Will the maps fit above your head, or one of them at a time? Can you actually... Oh, they'll usually fit on that wall, and you can get a couple of them there as they go up or down. For God's sake, don't go left or right!
Don't go in! No! Okay.
You can go north or south. That's the only room we have left on the wall.
They're not that big.
Okay, you walk through a sort of reasonably broken corridor.
With the broken characters.
Just keep that. You'll be running back to this area fairly soon.
Running.
I'm walking slightly 25 feet behind.
Not broken.
Golden Justice.
I'm walking with him.
Yeah.
Every wizard has 130 pips.
Okay. Are we ready?
Which I don't.
Mm-hmm. We kill it. Unless Golden
Party order. To us. Steve at the front.
We have a tea party.
Hal has bought me a pony for Christmas.
A pony?
What, like that person who's got one up in Whimsy?
I don't know, but I don't know.
She has a Shetland pony. I've just seen a Shetland pony go past our house. But we live in Whimsy! We're in Bradford! No, it's definitely a Shetland pony.
You're such a show, it wasn't just a really big dog.
No, I've seen it several times.
I think I've seen one actually.
And leading around a Shetland pony up and down the street of Whimsy. It's not something you expect to see, really. I didn't even see that man in Shetland. What are they doing in Whimsy?
Do you know where the most...
It'll be close to Bradford.
Do you know where the most tigers are in the world? In what country?
It's Texas.
America.
The country of Texas, isn't it?
Yeah. America.
Yeah.
More pet tigers
than
in the wild.
In America than in the wild.
And most of them are in Texas.
No, they're not. We didn't...
No, apparently they are.
We did actually see some tigers in Texas.
Tigers.
Houston Zoo is weird.
Yeah. You want to see tigers? Go to Kenya.
No.
Only in Kenya.
That's such a funny audio.
The stuff he's been releasing lately has been a bit crap.
He's sold out to advertising.
Hey guys, that was at least 3 minutes of dungeon we had there.
Something we'd never do. Right, are you ready?
Yes,
Pringle.
I am ready.
Yes, please.
I am ready.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
That's not their slogan.
Yeah,
so, what does Steve encounter?
Is it too tasty to turn down?
No, Steve, you encounter.
Steve, the only one game.
What's going to actually happen? Steve walks along, and you're just following him with bags, just stuffing all the treasure.
We're a bit like a snake trail, a conga line. You know, we're just all going behind.
Technically, nicking everything.
It's a bit like a slug drill.
Snake
slug drill.
Slimer.
Apparently, you're a bit like a slug drill.
I didn't say that.
Are you looking at me?
I'm just saying, you know.
Since you're holding the bag of holding, nicking everyone.
There's nothing in this dungeon, you know. We've been here for ages and we found like a half eaten cod piece and a small brass ring, you know. Where's the rest of it gone? I don't know.
A half eaten cod piece.
And a small brass ring.
Would they have two items be associated?
Oh, that's just what's in my backpack. Okay, anyway.
Are you sure it wasn't an Arab strap rather than a cod piece?
Dungeon on! Stay on target! Stay on target! Focus!
Well, it'd be easier to focus if our GM wasn't madly flicking through a book.
I'm sorry, you've just walked into an area three areas ahead of the area you were in.
Oh, that sounds good.
Look, doesn't that look much more satisfying? How far through we are.
You've now jumped to page 650. Congratulations, but you'll be running back fairly soon. Yeah. You walk down this slightly
slopey corridor.
Yeah. It appears to be burrowed from some kind of volcanic soil. You come to a junction with the corridor leading straight and a branch off to the right-hand side.
Branch?
I'll read you the description. I'll read you the description of the branch. Burrowed out of the volcanic soil and reinforced with silky webbing, this passage looks almost pearlescent. The downward slope is gradual for the first 5 feet, then quickly steepens. It ends after 15 feet. The tunnel clogged wall to wall, floor to ceiling, with impenetrable webbing.
Burn it!
We're going down there?
Yeah, no web allowed in here.
I'll fireball it! It's the easy answer.
Haven't you used your fireball for the day?
That's not a bad idea.
I haven't used fireballs for hours!
I can make fireballs. I can.
It was great because
you
don't. In the third edition, you see, you don't have to do all that bloody volumetric calculation about 33,000 cubic feet of fireball.
That was fun. That's what I liked about fireball in second day.
It was really good. You spent all that time learning how to do that. All right, quick calculation: 10 by 10 by 10 corridor. Blah 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 blah. Bing. Right. So if I stand just here, won't get me. And lightning bolts, where you go, if I stand here, it'll do that, bounce off there, come back here, and if I get the wrong place, it'll shoot me back, no doubt. So, you have to work it all out. So, these days, you just fire off. Yeah, I'm gonna zip a fireball down it.
We'll just randomly shoot a fireball down the corridor.
With web at the end, yes.
Well, the web's all the way down the corridor.
It seems impenetrable.
Well, it looks impenetrable.
Let's fireball its ass.
It says impenetrable webbing. You're fireballing the web.
Yes.
Web burns.
So if you're standing at this junction here, the web's going to be 5 feet from you.
Well, we carefully move back in such a fashion we don't fireball.
So what you're saying is you're fireballing the entrance to the webbing?
From a safe distance.
Yes, it's only a small pea that comes out your finger.
It's not where my pea comes out.
Hey, at least I'm not Spider-Man.
It will be if you stick anything on my wall up here.
No. I won't stick, I'll glue.
What? We need more gamers now.
Salty nuts. Right. Remove effect of a fireball, please.
And for radius.
Yeah, because it's no more volumetric stuff, is it? Woohoo. Don't have to worry about it anymore.
But it bends. And it does.
Anything comes with caution fire.
For doom! I set it to ignite right at the interface with the web.
It does anyway, as soon as it impacts on.
Oh, right.
Well, doesn't that, Paul?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm good.
It might penetrate.
This is why dwarves make excellent magic uses.
They have an innate understanding of magic.
Yeah. Bring the rocks together.
How do I set this pee? Shit, maybe real pee would be better.
Oh, I've got a really itchy nose. Boom, uncle.
Yeah. You shoot your fireball, it explodes.
Woo! Ah, burn!
So the webbing is incinerated.
Yes! 2.4 millimeter.
By the fire, which burns and burns and burns.
The magical fire.
Till the web is no more.
I follow it down.
It doesn't burn the webbing. It just blows up an area of the fireball. The webbing does not burn.
The webbing.
You inspect the webbing.
Even the force of the fireball doesn't affect it. Never mind the actual burning of it.
It just explodes in a circle. Yeah, and the circle of webbing is burnt down that corridor. About 20 feet. About that.
There's
actually
some
webbing
that's burnt.
Yeah, the bits that he blew up.
The 20 foot radius sphere
has gone.
Well,
it's actually. It's a 20 foot radius hemisphere because the other 20 foot came out into the corridor.
Yeah. So it isn't just a line of webbing across where we want to go, it's a whole like.
The whole corridor's filled with webbing.
Ah. But what was it, 20 feet of it?
Like one of those assault course things.
Yeah, like those, yeah. Yeah. A climbing wall.
I'll go down and inspect it.
Okay.
Can I come with you? Mm-hmm. I'm small, I can sneak through.
I'll give it a poke. Mm-hmm. Is it very, very sticky?
You have claws?
He's half dragon.
No. I just thought he was rather lizardy. Oh dear.
When he grows up,
he'll
have wings.
It's the big snake that does it, isn't it?
Well, you have wings.
If I go grow a size category, yes.
It is particularly sticky.
Are you likely to grow a size category?
No.
It's particularly sticky. Your finger sticks to it.
No.
Yes. You can make me
Go on, make me a strength check.
A fortitude save.
Oh. Fortitude?
Yeah, fortitude.
He's going to fail that.
Because it's contact poison as well.
Well, that's only 22.
You've converted a 9 into a 22.
I am a fighter.
Because it's best.
Yeah, because that's the reason.
It's not just because he's very broken.
My constitution's 20.
Ooh.
Wow, this is brilliant for you. Take 1 point of subdual damage. Your finger's still stuck to the webbing. You need to make me a strength check.
You're lucky I've not got a second fireball online.
I think you're going to make that.
Good enough, you pull your finger off the webbing.
Ow.
Not chafe.
What is it? Don't touch the webbing.
I wasn't planning to, laddie. Well, I just burn it again.
It's very strange.
Tomorrow.
Can I see anything down through the webbing?
Let me spot check.
Anything down there knows we're coming now.
14.
You threw a fire.
You don't see anything.
Can I see through the
It's
webbing?
Difficult to see through. I know you have dark vision, don't you? It's still...
And low light vision.
Now, webbing is very dense. You believe it may open... You get more than seeing it, you get a feeling there may be a more open space through the webbing.
How far away-ish?
You've no idea. Maybe 20, 30 feet, maybe slightly more.
I stand where I am and breathe on it.
Oh, it's because you're like a heater.
What's your room?
30-foot cone of fire.
Oh my lord, why did I bother wasting the fireball?
How often can you do that?
Once a day.
What's the damage?
68.
Oh my
lord!
The
rest of the webbing ignites and disappears. You can see ahead of you there's a chamber. Webbing still sticks to the wall of this chamber.
The way is clear, although I...
Did you just see that? That's the worst case of halitosis I've ever seen!
Yes, we've seen it before.
Damn!
We have journeyed with him.
So you like a description?
Yes, but I wouldn't touch the webbing on the walls.
Okay.
On down a bit, the edge of the webbing.
The chamber is surrounded with the same pearlescent webbing that graces the outside corridor. Beyond the sticky barrier, the corridor's floor drops away into a wide, irregular cavern, the contents of which move, one not to horror, but to pity. Hammocks wrought of pale silk support as many as half a dozen sleeping dark elves. Each suffering from a horrific deformity. An attractive female of their species, who is herself seemingly free of mutations, tends to the poor elves.
Does this hideous mutation involve them growing more legs?
They're just hideously mutated.
They're not turning into dryders, then?
Maybe. I address her in common. Excuse me. These people appear injured. Is there any way we can help?
We've just put a hole through your webbing.
She turns around to you. She looks up above the doorway. Two drow guards drop down either side of the door. Well, one each side of the door.
Look, I'm one of yours. I've got a spider
costume on when all the webbing got there.
I'm Spider Dwarf.
Spider Dwarf.
Spider Dwarf. Spider Dwarf. Does whatever a Spider Dwarf can.
Well, nothing.
I have a belt of spideriness.
You do.
She's into the climb?
No, she backs away from you.
I say it again in Draconic.
She doesn't seem to understand you. She's just not.
She doesn't care.
She's
naughty, evil, nasty.
She draws a dagger and expects you to attack her. The other elves sort of back off and draw their weapons. Sort of form in front of the injured people.
Magic missiles coming online.
They're drow, aren't they?
Yes, yeah. Dark elves.
Sod it.
Evil drow. Mm-hmm.
Bend down and place my staff on the floor.
Okay.
And stand back.
While he bends down, they get some magic missiles at first.
Spread my arms.
Straight over his backside.
Don't you want your staff anymore?
How close to him are you?
No, I can do magic missile for some horrendous distance away now, can't I? So
yeah, but he's 100 feet. They're down.
So what?
You can't see them. Yeah. If you're not...
My mind's eye can perceive through the stone itself.
Playing World of Warcraft. Target not in line of sight.
I'm going to go. I don't care. Go anyway.
Actually, just hit something. Yeah. Right in front of it.
Yeah.
I don't care what you hit. Just go.
I repeat myself.
in common, draconic, celestial, giant.
Back to where?
I'll do it in undercommon.
She looks at you. She says, leave! Get out!
Foul language. We mean no harm.
Get out. This is an infirmary.
Well, maybe we can help. We have a cleric.
Just trying to be friendly.
Doesn't want any of it.
As she wishes.
Has she not a knife?
Well, we've actually got some monsters that are talking. That's fantastic. Well, can you ask them the way out?
They're talking in so much as telling us to go away.
That's all right. Can yes, tell us? We'll go out if you can tell us the way out.
Yeah, perhaps they have seen them.
Yeah.
Not again if they're still here. Mm. I could give it a try.
Yeah, we're lost. We're looking for a way out.
Do you know what? Do you know what lies beyond the tunnel?
What?
Go down this tunnel here. And turn north.
North. Take a second left. Go along 400 feet. Take a right.
There. Go. Have you been up there?
Which is the great chasm. Now go, go.
It's the great chasm, apparently.
Oh. Sounds vaguely promising.
Yeah.
Large caverns, though.
Unless chasm is the name of a large somewhere. Demon.
Possibly. Chasm, open. Yes.
Chasms usually go down.
Right. In which case,
I don't know what you call one that goes up, actually. Big crack in the roof.
Shall we leave them to it?
Is that all they said?
Well, I don't know. Well, she's asked us to leave. I'm assuming she's fairly scared.
But they're drow!
This is an infirmary, apparently.
Your predecessor, who was called Wilburin the Poncy Elf, was not a big fan of drow.
I'm not a huge fan of drow, but these drow are injured.
Makes it easier!
What happens when they get better? Will they come and fight?
Yes.
It depends on their disposition towards us.
Maybe
I don't see we did not fight them when they were injured, why they should come and fight us.
Because they're evil.
But some people
that
are
is
bad.
Not an inherent thing for the drow.
Actually it is.
You can actually learn to overcome the evil.
Only unless you're a best-selling author and novelist whose central character happens to have a twin. But there we go.
Hmm.
Is there anything we can do to help at all, apart from leaving?
There's nothing you can do for these people.
What caused this?
Nothing. Go.
Did they tell us the way out?
They told us what was to the north.
That's not quite the same thing. Did you ask them, how do we get out of the dungeon?
Surely if they knew that, they wouldn't be here.
Maybe they like the place, you know what drow are like.
My so idiot friend, will. The dwarf, wants well, if you happen to
what
know
language
the way
are you saying
out,
that in?
Undercommon.
Undercommon. No, you don't.
Undercommon, I can speak that. You bastard!
Thank you. So, she seems particularly unwilling to speak to you.
I
let's go.
Slowly you made that be this day.
Pick up my staff and turn around and walk away.
Then they try to stab in the back.
Try as much as they must do.
27.
No,
they seem to have to, in fact, don't you?
The two drow guards sort of follow elfy distance up to the sort of entrance to the.
Are they slightly embarrassed they didn't notice the fireball and the breath weapon?
They did.
Wasted a bloody fireball just for that.
Why? Oh, waste? We could have helped those people.
Can we leave something for them? Have you got anything for
them? Yeah, I could leave something on.
Blood blast fireball.
Everard's tentacles of force intrusion.
Or perhaps just some food. Do you have any?
Don't eat.
Yeah.
No, neither.
Gave up on eating some time ago.
If they had some bad food, I could make it better.
What did we eat last? I can't remember.
Crenshaw.
Was it Crenshaw? Or was it the green pork?
Garut never ate the green pork.
It was quite tasty.
But it was a little too close to cannibalism.
Green pork was nice.
Green pork was given very specific moral lessons by his mother about eating sentient creatures.
There will be no green pork eating, Mr. Garut.
Make sure you use a knife and fork.
We turn north.
Yes.
So it'll be polite to use a knife and fork. Turning north.
With our tail between our legs, as we flee from potential battle.
Do you grow a tail as well? I knew you got the nubbins on your chin and the big flappy ears. But...
No, I've got the tail.
There's something between my legs the size of the tail, let's put it that way.
It's golden pointy.
Golden point? Whoa, you're popular with all the lizards.
What's something golden pointy?
I'll get you the home address.
Hey, it can't be as bad as the one I saw the other night, but hey, that's a whole different story.
Yes, just is. What were you looking
for? What?
Was it spiky?
It was mechanical.
Ooh, like in seven.
Surely most of them are.
No, it was the size of the table mechanical.
You have to plug it in.
You just visit filthy websites, don't you?
No, the website that I belong to posts up filthy website links that I can't help but click on.
I can't help but follow.
It's an addiction, I'm sorry.
How about a t-shirt? I can't help but follow. The links, they call.
It was scary.
Right.
Yes.
Trapped in a big, great cavern.
Yes, of the north.
Okay, you're having a wonderful, great cavern. Within a tall cavern at the southern edge of an enormous cavern stands a 15-foot tall, three-sided stone column covered in deeply carved runes.
Three-sided? Mm. 15 feet? Mm. Oh, that tall.
Yeah. A giant prism. Mm.
Looking beyond, you see a massive cavern flooded with the steady amber glow of a wide lava flow to the north.
Oh, wow.
The temperature here is barely tolerable. Dozens of shackled dark elves labour upon the wide plain before you under the watchful collective eye of several man-spider and dark elf overlords stationed on surrounding ledges.
Overlords, oh yeah.
The elves are in dire shape.
I think I'd probably wee myself in fear. What's the orange stuff?
What? Lava.
Lava.
The rune's decipherable.
I was role-playing. Oh. I'm sorry. Should I do it again? Louder and with more gestures?
We need a hand signal for when you're role-playing.
What is that orange stuff that my character knows nothing about, having never seen lava?
That's better. The voice is good.
Spaghetti sauce.
Spaghetti.
Blueberry juice. Ah, the dwarves know it well. We make lamps out of it, you know.
Not spaghetti sauce.
That too.
They smell funny when they burn.
Like spaghetti. Mamma mia.
Grandma Giacente's pasta sauce.
Ecce mamma.
Okay, enough of the bad Italian.
Well, I know Grandma Giacente.
Sono sposata.
Very nice lady.
Really?
Ecce mamma. Very good pasta sauce.
Sono sposata.
Very good. Let's do it.
The only Italian I learned was on the
page. It's written on the pillar.
It's roomed. In some fashion.
I'll have a go. Loading of things for more alcohol, please.
No, I just pointed at the wine and said penis because it was called penis wine. It really was. It was
eight. I believe grapes are the more conventional.
It wasn't. Yes. It was called penis.
I think we try and read it.
Mm. Anytime you see a description with the phrase overlords in it, you know you're into some serious levels.
Yes. You approach the obelisk.
Making sure there's nobody watching.
Do we? Inexorably and against our will, we approach the obelisk.
It's a draw. We're going to read it.
Yeah.
You can't read it.
You can stay far back and watch our backs, you know. Cover us.
Yeah, cover us with spell. How can we
cover us with fireballs and magic missiles?
If you see any black
fireball.
If you see any black slabs with dimensions 1x3x9, don't touch them.
Surely it's 1x4x9.
Yes, indeed it is 1x4x9. But the 1x3x9 is even worse.
I'm confused.
2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, sorry.
The ratio of the sides is 1x4x9.
I should know that with him being called Hal.
1, 2, 3 squared.
Yeah, his surname, of course, being 9,000.
True to my default.
What, 9,000 stone?
Mr. 9,000. That's quite
cool. I love you. I'm not mean at all, really.
No.
Cheers.
You approach the obelisk. Get within about 30 feet of the obelisk.
Stands up and beats the crap out of us,
no? It's an obelisk golem.
It's an obsidian.
It emits a high-pitched, audible shriek.
Did I mention I'm deaf?
You are now.
Clearly, I have my dwarf pod stereo on.
Quite
The guards.
9,000 hard rock music track.
The slaves. So the guards head your way.
Does it say alarm block?
Hmm? Yeah. There's a little flashing blue light on top. Any spellcaster in the group easily recognises it as the alarm spell.
Yeah, it's the alarm spell, guys.
Done.
That's like
is it an actual spell? Level.
It's a spell alarm.
Counterspell it!
Well, yeah.
No one cast it. It went off. Oh. It's an instant cast spell.
Yeah, it's actually already been cast.
Oh.
Ah. It's just got a duration.
You see you then.
So, yes, there are things heading your way.
Let's let Mr. Parley Man deal with this, though. He likes talking.
They're running your way.
I miss hitting things and actually doing something.
There are six drow guards and three driders heading
your way. Nice! You go for it, Steve.
Do they look in a chatty mood?
Nope. They're looking to beat the bejesus out of you,
guys. I roll a natural 20 to beat him.
Knock him unconscious.
It is! It's a natural 20!
It's a natural 20. I make my will save. I can now be aggressive.
Yay!
Well, I'm just going to back off a bit.
Yeah, and I'm at least 120 feet away.
That might be good. Does that mean you want the I word?
Maybe I ought to fly a bit more.
Yeah, initiative, please.
Oh, Lord. Balazar gets a mighty 7.
Go, Balazar.
Yay!
Failing gets a mighty
26.
I rolled a 1. My dice are 40.
Oh, maybe, Benjamin.
Perhaps they just hate you.
Yeah, maybe.
Way to be nice.
Go, dude.
My drow. I tell you that Tim was evil, by the way.
My drow guard's going on a 19. And my
I'm not evil, I'm just morally ambiguous.
It's a matter of perspective. Oh, no, it's D&D, it's absolute, sorry.
My driders are going on a 6.
I've lost a nice dice. Does anybody have a bright pink one?
Nice dice.
Pink one.
Bright pink.
I wonder if anyone has that domain name.
Bright pink one.
I bet
nice,
they do.
Nice dice, Doctor.
Nice, nice dice.
I got whatever 5 plus 1 is.
General 6.
What's the initiative modifier of the drow?
The guards roll the drider.
Oh, yeah, baby.
The drow, sorry, it's 7. Anyone like to be hasted?
Right.
Yes,
like
all
taste.
Of us.
Taste is good.
Yeah,
I can taste more,
guys. That would be Alan.
Go. Speedy pants.
I have a shield.
Disguise self. I am Loth.
Yep.
Obey me.
Casting shield.
And carry me from this dungeon.
Okay. My minion. Shield gone.
The drow.
They charge.
I will buy you another pack, actually, because I'm just finding these two more.
Four of them charge.
Peanuts are general peanuts, they're not Richard peanuts.
General can help.
That's my next character, general peanuts. Peanuts ahoy.
Four of them charge towards you. The other two seem to be rounding up posses of slaves, driving them towards you.
Excellent.
To use them as body shields.
With picks and a variety of other things. They're cracking their swords over there, spinning and whipping.
What's the total number of people currently advancing towards us?
Four are currently charging at you. Two are rounding up posses of slaves from the...
How big a posse are they rounding up each?
Well, there are 50-odd slaves in the room.
Rise up, my oppressed brethren!
They're looking like they're heading towards you with roughly 10 streaming in front of them.
Do you think we can rest and so he can get fireball back again? Take a step back.
Magical tent, magical cottage. Sorry, yeah.
Magical cottage.
We can use a tiny hut. Yeah, sorry, you have to stay out there for a while. We're having a rest. Back in a bit. Thank you. Do not disturb Sun, yes? No. Wait.
I think you'd want the actual fortress rather than just the little cottage.
The driders seem to be sort of hanging back.
Just
a little
cozy.
Right, yes, four run at you.
Okay.
They're running. Mm-hmm. They have to do their saving thing.
String of banana skins.
They're scattered around the room. They're probably going to... A couple will probably get to you. Mm-hmm. The ones that were nearest sort of either side of the entrance.
Yep.
The other two will probably reach you next round.
Right.
The rest that are gathering sort of slaves will probably hit you, getting in the third round with their slaves. Mm-hmm. The driders are sort of moving around towards the centre of the room. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. One for either side are going to come and have a go.
Oh, okay. Is this their will save then?
No.
It's exciting.
The driders weren't humanoid. They're aberrations.
Driders
aren't
and aberrations.
Does that mean they're immune to you?
No, just means it's an easier save.
Yes.
No.
Probably a no.
You. Oh, crap.
Oh, that's definitely a no. The two drider guards run into Steve's motion aura and stop 20 feet from him.
Wow.
They look a bit calmer.
This guy's so good.
They stand 20 feet from Steve, either side of the door.
And go.
Oh, fingernails need cleaning. Oh, well, yeah.
Mm. Next.
Me.
What are you doing?
I move forward and shout in common. I address the slaves to do not rise against us. We are here to free you from your oppressors. Please translate.
Please translate.
Who's next?
Carrick.
I want flame strike from then.
Wait, it'll give me one, won't it?
I cannot hold it much longer.
Oh God! Can I flame strike anyone without any slaves?
Yeah.
No. There's 50 slaves in this place. There's no hope. They're all around, and most of the guards are near some slaves.
But there are two.
Can you flame strike from above?
Yeah,
slaves are near there.
None yet.
But flame strike would probably hurt you. Okay. Flame strike wouldn't hurt you in the slightest. Not even a little bit.
It would a bit, yeah. Wouldn't prevent too much.
You see, I don't like to get into the habit of using
targeting people's spell
against members of my own party.
Why not? I'm used to it.
Oh, sweet. To something over there.
They're those minging brownie things that we bought when we roleplayed for that entire day.
Those.
You get your Doritos.
And even Paul didn't eat those.
Yeah.
Yes, please. Thank you.
How about daylight? Would that annoy them?
It'd annoy me. I haven't seen it for a year.
Daylight!
Casting daylight.
Yes.
Oh!
Daylight.
60-foot radius.
Casting on yourself?
Why not?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Let's cast up my mace.
The drow that are near Steve and the ones that are coming in sort of shield their eyes very...
It's not necessarily an aggressive action.
Don't maybe look.
Minus one. I don't know.
Drows used to hate bright light.
Oh, they
really
still do.
Yeah, they still do.
You got the boosty manual.
They used to make continual light gems and cut them in mud and use and make light grenades.
Yeah.
Light grenades. Very, very blade of you. I have the monster manual here. Underneath Lindsay's stuff.
Didn't they use it in Van Helsing, I think we caught that.
What mean you mean, Celestial Brilliance?
Will that kill them?
No, but it's double the brightness of light, doubles their penalty, and it's bigger radius.
Is yes, that the one that the Vassal of Torm had on his head for like...
No, I remember
that. Day level.
He spilt it on my bed.
I'm really sorry I spilt the drow on your
bed. No, if you had drow spilling on your bed, now that would be painful.
He spilt drow on the bed and were being attacked by salsa.
Not only did Hal manage to spill salsa on my bedding... My bedding is white. Not anymore.
You wanted an excuse to dye it pink anyway, yeah. Didn't you?
But no, it's got kind of an orange colour. It's kind of not nice. I don't do orange.
You could dye it red or turn it to black silk.
I'll be sure to tell the person that spent 75 quid on our wedding bedding.
Is dazzled an wedding bedding. Condition.
Wedding bedding.
What does it do?
Wedding bedding.
That sounds quite nice, doesn't it, wedding bedding?
Very nice.
Look, we're up dazzled, because that's what they are.
I feel like I'm doing in the old days.
Yeah.
I like that.
What?
I can give you
drinking from a vase.
Yes.
Dazzled. Unable to see well because of overstimulation of the eyes. Dazzled creature takes minus one penalty on all roll, all attack rolls, spot checks and search checks.
That's what I thought.
Yep. Yeah, folks want it.
The four that are approaching the party sort of shield their eyes. The two keep running. The other two just sort of stand there and shield their eyes.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't do an attack.
I think they'll be pissed off by you.
Yeah, but it's not attacking them.
I don't know. Give them the negatives.
We definitely entered the new era.
Captain Bless isn't an attack. Rather than Fred.
Okay. It's just turning into a munch fest, isn't it? Mm-hmm. We came to snack.
Who's next?
Balazar.
Have I got plans for you, laddies?
Oh, dear. Go on.
I cast haste on the party.
Very good. Have you injured yourself opening a jar of salt?
Heart rate, treble. Boom, 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 boom. Reflexes, quintuple. Boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. And it's a lady salsa as well.
The party is hasted. Lindsay, are you alright?
No. I just smacked myself in the chest with the salsa.
Stop it now.
Plus two salsa attacks.
Combat salsa. Yeah. Coming online.
It is the rest job.
Is this the point where we all offer to rub it better?
Apparently, yes. We could run a competition for Christmas.
We'd like to come over and grab.
You're not going to beat, may all your hits be crits.
Yeah, true.
You really ought to have that on a t-shirt.
It's fortunate you didn't have your dice there. Yes. Otherwise you would have had a very unusually shaped bruise.
Especially if it was a
d4.
That's
it, look.
Have you danced there? What?
Truly awful.
When's the last time you had some decent...
What's the driver's next to
modify?
Rub them on your own nubbins.
I've got plenty of nubbins now.
Can you move that?
I'm sorry, yes.
This.
Yes, that would be good.
Are we still doing all this bollocks where we can't hit anything? Because we feel calm.
I'm not standing behind. I made my will save.
You can also move 22.
You're not in the aura anymore.
Okay.
But unfortunately, you have to go through it to get to the room.
Mm-hmm. You could tumble through it really, really quickly with merely the intention of tumbling 21 feet past him.
And then get a big
can't
ring.
Tumble that far, unfortunately.
What are you doing, dude?
He's small.
How far can I tumble and where will I get to in the room?
Tumble to the other side of my aura, I think.
And then take a 5-foot step.
There's an invitation.
And then it'd be out.
You're hasted, actually.
Oh. You're
hasted.
I think that's as certain. Doesn't make a difference. Doesn't it? Use the full attack action.
Basically, there's two drow stood, one either side of him. Mm-hmm. There's no shielding their eyes against a daylight spell that's shining on the cleric's mace. Mm-hmm. There's two charging towards him. Both shielding their eyes with an arm. There's two more gathering what looks like 10 to 15 slaves apiece and driving them towards you. And there's three sort of Spider-Men sort of stood at the back.
Spider-Men?
So, is there any between Stephen and me? Or are they all sort of past
they're
Steve?
They're all forward of them, aren't they?
Do I have to go forward to get
I think
in?
They're actually by the side of me.
Yeah, they ran in sort of.
Okay, and I'm not in your aura here.
We will kill the evil golden dragon thing.
A total of 30 feet in the rain.
No, we won't.
Right. How far away are you from me?
I'm 20 feet away from you, and the aura is 20 foot radius.
We've got to find
you. You're basically on the edge of the aura.
We need these markers. We're definitely getting to the point where we definitely need them.
Especially with Mr. Aura Pants.
Okay,
where are
the
markers? The markers are gone.
Use my crossbow.
Okay.
On the
might have invested in some more markers.
Person on
waste them with your crossbow.
I'll waste them. I haven't used my crossbow for ages. Do I get anything for being
you
a
waste them with your crossbow?
No.
Yeah.
You can attack again.
So 18 on one hit.
Will hit.
And I have two numbers that I can hit twice, can't I?
Yeah. Get use the second number now.
13.
Miss.
And then roll again at your highest number.
Is there a reload time?
20.
Oh, yes, there is.
What, natural 20?
No, because I forget
that one. So
you get... Sorry.
Keep forgetting that because you're using a crossbow.
Roll damage, please.
You only get one attack.
Because you've got a reload.
But you can reload with your partial action.
So how many hits have I done?
Yeah.
One.
Just one.
Damage, please.
One. That was fucking pointless.
Have we discovered why you don't use your crossbow terribly often?
Yeah, I remember now. I remember.
There is a speed that allows you to...
Faster.
So is that why I've got two numbers then? Because I can, in theory, you
can in theory get two attacks.
You're hasted,
but you can't actually get two attacks.
Right, who knows? In theory, but in reality, no.
Who's next?
I am the rider.
GM says no.
GM says no.
Yeah.
The rider.
He's never thought before because he never had a crossbow with two attacks.
No.
Along came a rider and sat down beside her.
High is the ceiling?
Very high.
Can we see the ceiling, or is it just...
Yes, it's an enormous cavern.
It's not that huge. It's not like... Ooh.
It's vast cavern.
Are there stairs?
No stairs.
And there's lava. Why does this remind me of a section out of Dungeon Adventure? Remember all text-based there?
No.
Okay.
That was probably Annie's garden, perhaps.
Granny's garden.
You can still play it online.
What?
Dungeon Adventure, the original
text-based
adventure. Online adventure. Yeah. Beloved of university students in the 70s and the 80s.
Surely university
not memorized, just
with their
I've learned Mystical Magic or at some point.
No, those are in the days of full grants and apparently so. To actually work.
There used to be a spell that needed a magical item. But you could
you
use
get
a spell imbued
for
with
being over your word count.
An object imbued with
yes.
magical aura that would count.
Nope, I just appear to have wasted
so
one of my life. I'll learn none of those spells.
Well,
we don't
really,
do it anymore.
You really have to stick on your
about 500 words over on something I handed in this morning.
Out of what?
One of the drivers begins to cast a spell.
2,500 and added 3,000.
What spell is he casting?
Maybe a spellcraft check.
Oh.
It's just a guideline now, I think. I hope.
30.
It's lightning bolt.
Everyone goes quiet and goes,
Can you fix it? Can you make it better?
Yeah. I'm going to have to use Dispel Magic to do it, though.
Oh.
I mean, just cast a level check.
Just cast level plus d20.
Yeah. You need to get 11 plus your staff level.
Go for it.
That's 29.
Ooh!
That should do it.
One would hope so.
That'll do it.
I'd be worried if it didn't.
His spell fizzles on his fingers.
Fantastic.
The second driver starts to cast spells.
Remember your hasted.
Nope,
haste sucks in 3rd edition again, doesn't it?
Yeah. Lightning bolt fires off straight to Steve.
Well, 3.5 they've changed
the ref serve
back to multiple targets, but they've decimated the duration.
It's a lot simpler at 1st edition. Oh! 17. Double 6.
17. What does he need to? What does he get to hit you?
He doesn't need to hit me.
Not to hit you, I mean, for your saves.
10 plus level of spell plus his whatever he's using modifier. Either intelligence or charisma. Charisma is a sorcerer.
I don't know what they are, actually. They're standard drider type sorcerer types.
They cast a sorcerer. Can they cast any spell they know?
Standard drider sorcerer.
Or do they have a.
That implies the sorcerers.
This serve is DC 13 plus spell level.
So I've made it then, so I don't want the rolling damage.
No.
Why? Listen to Steve. Steve
evaded.
Dodge!
Yes,
I'm broken at you.
He's Steve D&D Guru.
Yes, Steve.
Steve D&D says we found a door out of the dungeon. Okay, you take it.
Yeah. the third drider does the same. Cast lightning bolt at you.
I'll make it again. Just.
He's roll at 8. He's quite sad.
You roll at 8 and succeed against the drider sorcerers.
Who's next?
That's
the crap.
Yeah, but they look cool.
Yeah. They would have been Richard, but now it's the dragon.
Mm. They are. They cast a 6th level sorcerers.
No, it's not me. It should have been me.
It's the drow.
The drow again?
Yeah.
He used his.
The drow to counter spell.
Drow to your left charges at you and goes to hit you.
Mm-hmm.
Is he broken from your influence or something?
He's going to miss, but he's going to have a go.
Remember, he's terribly short sighted.
Yes.
Mm.
Is he?
Wow, they're so good. Not. With their dagger, woohoo, dagger.
Dagger, dagger, dagger.
He missed very badly.
Yeah.
Guys, because neither snicker nor snack.
No. Another two charge into. Is that my dice?
There's now.
My dice gone.
Weaving.
That's why I used the jade ones, because I know they're mine.
It's there.
It's you.
Okay, two more run in.
I used the metal dice because they live with me now. Mm-hmm. Anywhere I go, they come with me.
They sort of stop at the edge of your aura.
They live in my coat pocket, and it's winter, so I go everywhere wearing my coat.
The other two drow are driving their slaves forward. We'll just
die hard game.
Same initiative.
Always carry on
the drow.
Mm-hmm.
Who's next?
Me.
What you really want is a dragon bone.
I turn around and smack the guy that attacked me.
Okay. Slap him like a red-headed stepchild.
Yes, possibly. So I get 4 attacks.
Did you see that?
I bring peace. 4 attacks.
That went actually hit him.
We're feeling the peacefulness.
Yeah.
That'll hit.
Okay. That's what I'm
at. Come on, I've got nothing dagger.
Slap, 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 slap.
Weapon specialisation, nothing dagger.
Just 26 hit.
Might, yeah, just.
I'm 27.
Yes. Do you want to make him lie down?
Yeah. That's
4
hits.
For 3 hits.
Place the dagger on the floor. Step away from the dagger.
It won't be quite that long because he didn't crit. Just 18 months of unconsciousness for this fellow. Because he'll starve to death in his unconsciousness. But it'll be peaceful.
15 and
48. Oh, for God.
Okay, 63.
Oh. Surprisingly, he's unconscious.
Ah,
crump. Fine. I don't know how to rule your aura, because actually calm emotions says if you attack one of them, they all come out of the aura.
Well, yeah. Feel free.
I think I'm going to rule it that way, because otherwise we're just going to spend the time with you walking around, knocking them unconscious one at a time.
Sounds good.
I think all three of them are now immune until they step out of the aura and back in again.
Mm-hmm. That's a bit weird, though, because they're inside a field, an aura.
Yes.
And it's affecting each individually. So
it is.
If one of them goes...
It affects them as a calm emotion spell.
Yeah, but usually calm emotion spell just affects it's a burst.
Well, it kind of is, effectively. It's a constant burst, isn't it, effectively?
Where's Braggdor?
Yeah,
he's cheerleading at the
Braggdor
back.
Braggdor hides because he's scared of Drag.
Braggdor has 13.
He hangs around
on the back carrying stuff, probably.
Yeah, he can carry
you don't need a carrying stuff monkey anymore. We have a bag of holding.
Yeah,
he's got a rich high policy.
Yeah, but he carries the bag of holding. And the bag of holding holder.
And probably you. Garrick, you're on. Tired.
I run in and hit one.
Yeah.
Okay, one of the ones that's standing around, Steve.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was next to Steve anyway.
Yeah, you notice 20 drow slaves heading your way.
Yeah, but they all cack themselves when they get close and go, oh, I don't want to fight.
No.
No.
I bet I could design a harness for Braggdor so I could kind of pitch a lift.
They're clearly not willingly doing it.
Well.
Missed.
Natural one.
Natural two.
Natural two. Go now for three.
A natural
three
two.
Because I'm hasted, aren't I?
Yes, you're hasted. And?
21.
That'll hit. A natural 21.
Are they the same colour?
Presumably.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Okay. I don't have to make them all again, then. Yeah, sorry.
Damage?
9. Subdual.
So are you doing subdual as well?
It's got a merciful
mess.
I hate you all.
See, at least I don't do this namby-pamby subdual. They die when I hit them.
Exactly.
Who's next?
Could I?
You could take non-lethal substitution.
Who'll be next?
What, a subdual fireball? That's an interesting concept.
Braggdor.
Buffets you.
Yeah, ooh, I'm toasty warm. I think I'll lie down.
Braggdor growls and charges in from the back.
Don't do it, Braggdor.
Seems to be heading to one that's on the side of you.
Oh no.
And feels his aura at the back and just...
Stay there. Nice ogre.
Who's next?
Bowser.
20 slaves are coming your way. They're going to hit you next round. They're going to hit the aura next round.
Yeah.
And just probably gather around watching.
Okay.
So you hit one of their mates and then they'll all pile him.
In which case,
only if they're driven.
I'll cast greater.
They're being driven.
Greater invisibility, and I'll just shoot them while invisible.
Okay.
Well, either that or mirror image. Whatever.
It's not really the slave's fault.
No.
I'll just disappear. Ooh, I've teleported
we need to
away.
Pick up the ringleaders.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. So I go.
Regret dispelling that spell.
Who's next?
Palin.
Woohoo! I'm going to spider climb.
Okay.
Onto the ceiling.
Ooh, the obelisk.
Ceiling is
got
very
the obelisk. Obelisk, 15 foot probably it was.
Ooh, what did you do that? Is it already going off, isn't it? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, it's already off.
Yeah, I'll go up onto the top of the obelisk.
Okay.
And do a few little like action man poses. And then how close am I now to a target and how close am I to Steve's aura? Whilst
stood
on top of here.
The aura assumes a ball, so you're still...
So am I in the ball?
If you're 20 feet from the obelisk, then no, but you're not.
Cool. You wouldn't actually be able to do anything to get to the obelisk.
Obelisk is also 15 feet up.
She wants to climb up high to see things.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is not hostile.
No.
She's quite free to walk through your aura and do that.
Yeah. Bearing in mind, she's only got little legs.
She's got little hasted legs.
Little hasted
I'm happy
legs.
Just to get on top of the obelisk this round, if that's what
you get to the top of the obelisk.
Okay.
You see about 20 to 25 slaves being driven by two guards towards the party.
Wave at them.
Any droid guards or drow guards?
They're drow guards.
Right. Okay, well, I can't do anything this round, but yeah. Thank you.
They've got tools and some have rocks.
Rocks?
Real rocks.
Remember
best shoot on with rocks.
Genuine rocks.
That could be rather nasty.
So, yes, now what?
Genuine Acme brand rocks.
Genuine Acme brand rocks. After their staggering success last round,
their options are very, very limited.
They bow to you and call
especially
you.
Considering I'm looking at the wrong rider.
Whoops.
Well, again, they're a creature that I suppose technically should have the spell, but it's a bit cruel in the dungeon.
What, web?
Oh, well.
Well, I think at the front of the book it just says PCs only.
No.
No, they say everyone.
It says web is a bad idea in the dungeon, it's far too powerful.
I thought that was a reference only to...
Well, no, that's right. It's far, far too powerful. I mean, they are spider creatures, which is why they've got web.
Standardly from the book.
Right.
Oh, you...
Do you think the people that they had writing the chapters didn't actually read that first chapter?
Possibly.
Saying
it was probably written
idea.
Last.
Yeah.
The introduction. The first bit is usually the last thing they write. They don't expect people to play this long anyway.
One starts casting spell.
But what is it?
The spell is...
That's only a 26.
It's lightning bolt.
Yes.
You're right.
What?
It is lightning bolt.
Both I'm not doing anything.
Right. Lightning bolt streaks at the cleric.
It's a white streak heading towards
make
the
me a reflex save. Cleric.
Time for matrix.
No.
What?
No. No. You failed.
You're shit.
Go on.
You failed
over your son. On the head.
No, it's D6 per level.
Yeah.
D6 per level of caster.
D66.
So 66. 4.
Lucky you.
8.
Lucky you. Not so lucky.
What's the odds of that? 16.
There we
What's
go.
What's the odds of rolling 3 doubles?
We can work it out.
That you'd be in jail, Bonnie.
Yeah, I'd definitely be. I've gone to jail.
36. 636 is 200 and...
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well done.
So what?
Take 16 points of damage.
300 and something.
Is that how much damage you take? You're super susceptible to lightning bolt.
No. The odds are rolling three sets of doubles.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. If it's poker, you'd be doing well.
Well, you've got one chance in six of rolling.
No, not that. I'm pondering my actions.
You're rolling.
Ponder. Very thoughtful party.
You can bring in a cast spell as well.
We'll find out what it is.
It's lightning bolt.
Lightning giganticus.
You can fend for yourself.
Values.
I failed this time.
That
was a tough roll. I hit my
head. Screw that.
I only failed by one.
Hal has to take his being able to beat Steve whenever he can.
Ooh, nice.
24 points of damage. I can't believe you pass on a 7.
Fail on 7.
You fail on 7. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's on 8.
Interesting. I wish we had minis for this.
How many did you say?
24.
I think we need to start using
much more than enormous.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where
it's
starting.
It's the time when it was just the four of us and no extra party members and no like.
This grand sorcerer gets promoted to king rider if he survives this fight.
We've
got little crown going with him.
Three people doing spells.
Let's be honest, it's all your fault.
Also, the fact that it starts to become increasingly important as you go high level.
Buoyed up by the success of his friend, the third rider. Cast invisibility in this way.
Right. So let's say this tub of extra hot sauce is dried.
Detect invisible.
Ah, but I'm also invisible. Do we not go into the same...
No, this is not Lord of the Rings.
Damn.
Who's next?
Richard.
Self-protection.
Killing stuff.
Killing stuff.
I'll kill him. If you get hurt, I can fix it.
Fair enough.
He will fix you, he will mend you, he'll make you better.
I've not even touched this
drivery people. Drivery.
Wow.
Drivery people, I think.
To be honest, mainly because I've got no idea what this divine vigor and this
sacred healing does.
I've got them, should they become necessary.
The driver are probably about 80 to 100 feet away.
Lots of them, Richard.
Okay.
You're said to have a 60-foot burst of positive energy that heals all, that gives all creatures in the aura.
Uh-oh.
All living creatures. Past healing
80 to 100 feet.
Okay. 1 plus your charisma bonus.
Our phantasmal killer one.
So you're going to be careful where you point that aura.
What to say?
Will, for disbelief.
Yep.
Disbelieve the illusion.
No, will save.
And spell resistance as well.
Oh, there you are.
Can't believe people are using us for therapy.
Really.
I know you know all spells.
You need therapy just for listening to us.
Their will save is 23.
Wow.
Yeah.
Striders don't get the will save, it's only the drought.
Oh.
No, the spell resistance. Okay. Okay. Oh, no, that's a lie, they do. Spell resistance on the ground.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
No, either way, they've made his will save. Yeah. Yeah. Who's next?
Keep over there.
Yeah.
That's because you've memorised the entire book, Steve. That's why.
Is that because I don't cast spells anymore?
Yeah.
Drown.
The drown. Three that were in your aura, charge you. Oh no, two charge you, one is still fighting for you.
The Wizards of the Coast, could you please send us some Drow and Dryden minis? It'd be really useful.
The one that's fighting Finn, yes.
a big number.
Make you wonder. Gets 27.
Woof!
Just.
That's 9.
Just!
Just. Hasted.
Just is good enough.
With his masterwork dagger. Which his masterwork dagger is bag of shit.
It used to do 4.
Ooh, for a maximum damage of 7.
Woohoo!
Nice. Oh no, I'm barely on the 71 hit point.
The other two charge you.
Mm-hmm. A wizard of damage.
Was that plus 2 and minus 1?
I've been injured.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
Not 35.
No. They basically need 20 to hit you, don't they?
Yeah. Oh.
They've.
So they've had a good go.
Yeah, no, you've got to give them credit.
They're having a good
go. They're having a good go.
20 slaves hit your aura. I'm just going to make one roll. For their fantastic will of minus
How
1.
How about 2 rolls?
They fail. Oh. They go on the edge of the
can
aura.
Can they succeed on minus 1?
In principle, if they roll 20.
They roll 20.
Yeah, they can. Yeah.
I thought that didn't work on saving throws.
It does. Huh? 1 always fails, 20 always passes.
So, yes, there's 2 drow guards now trapped behind 20 slaves going,
they're going, man of this is now.
Who's next?
Why can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
Mm. I would do, but they don't understand me.
I should really leave that message originally.
Wouldn't have been as fun. So, yes?
Is this a speaking tube?
I split my attacks on the guards.
I think it's okay.
I found a hole on them.
Let him have a bite of claw each.
Bite on what each, sir?
Yeah.
So
I get an extra attack at my height?
Just need 2.
So the first one.
You're getting cocky now.
27 hits, doesn't it?
Oh. Yes, 27 will hit. Shockingly.
Okay. So that's.
Isn't it jolly lucky we ran into these people and we did?
20. Are they evil?
Are they evil? They're drow! Of course they're evil!
I suspect they may be.
Okay, so that's 31 points of damage, subdued.
He is conscious!
Ha ha! Not a lot!
Not for long.
Natural 20!
Well, that's critical threat.
He's unconscious.
It's a worry.
But does 24 hit?
Does
24?
Yes.
I hope so. Surprisingly.
In which case, that's critical and standard hit.
That's a critical.
He's unconscious for a long time.
Quite possible.
Me sleep you a long time.
Apparently.
Oh, respectable there, Steve.
Yes, so that's 18 plus 26 is.
Why don't you add 20 plus 26 and take off 2, which makes 44.
44.
Okay. And then add 11.
55.
And then add 3.
58. 58
subdual
damage. Is that on the same one you've just hit?
No, it's on the other one.
He's surprisingly unconscious.
Time for Tubby Bye Byes.
He's unconscious.
And then I take 5 step back.
And then goes zip! 5 step back.
Okay. Zip, anyone who's stood at the back of his aura now must make me a will save, please. That's Richard, pretty much, because he was stood at the back of his aura, and I believe you.
No.
No, I'm well away from his aura.
Oh, you're miles away. Way down the corridor.
I'm the remote wizard, pretty much.
You're not going to be seeing much.
That's all right. I can hit from quite a while.
Calm. Calmness envelops you. Who's next?
Carrick.
Go, Carrick.
I like this block that's standing next to me.
I like this block what's standing next to me.
We're getting to that party level now where you really have 18. To think how much damage and what spell to use. Shall we use this
18
one?
18 will hit.
Who's that one?
Oh boy.
I'm really not good at this combat-y stuff.
Good job, I'm there.
That's 7. Subdual.
7 subdual.
You're from up north.
Dump, who's next?
Eventually me.
Bragdor.
Oh, he's still in the aura, isn't he?
Feels happy.
Happy Bragdor, happy Bragdor. Woo! Hey! Invisible and fire away.
Means only unfortunately, one thing. They locate you by your insane cackling.
Because he just steps away.
Ring, 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 ring. Magic missiles coming online. Beep, 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 beep.
They all have blind fight.
I'm going to magic missile a really nasty looking bad guy.
Which one?
Who looks immediately in the most danger?
Take out the spellcasters.
Yeah, spellcasters first. Absolutely.
If you're that far back, you can't see them. They're 80 feet into the room. If you're way back behind the 20 slaves, 6 guards, and the entire party, there's no way you're going to see them.
There's this huge daylight thing illuminating the room.
Hmm? The daylight is, but it's only 60 foot, and they're 80 to 100 feet away.
Yeah.
From him.
And they're still light.
I'm not saying...
60 feet away.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying that, but between him, who is... way behind the party. There's the party.
No, I'm only out of... I'm out of his aura range.
Slaves,
I'm out of.
6 guards, and then they're 80 feet beyond that.
And I can see...
You're not targeting a single character through 25 other people.
Why not? That means
I'm safe next time.
Unerringly hits.
Means what? It
means I'm safe next time.
Unerringly hits. I can see, what, half a mile? And a normal person can see... loads of distances.
This isn't normal, though. It's D&D.
I'll imagine what all you want.
Yeah.
I'll let you target magic missile on one.
Okay.
Nothing else, because otherwise it's going to go through stuff.
No, but magic missile.
Magic missiles will go round stuff.
They do. That's how it
hits.
Go on. And it bounces off the shields. Yes. Magic missiles. Woohoo!
20, 20 spell resistance.
Oh, Lord.
Magic level. Get something big.
Get something big.
Generally over 10, I'm going to
17. And the rest.
17 and the rest.
27.
That'll do.
Right, who would take the big damage? Mr. Spellcasting, nasty boy.
Not that big a damage.
No, it's a magic missile. Still.
Better than nothing.
Yep. That's a 3. That's a 4. That's a big 5. That's a big 6. And a big 9. That makes 14 points.
Balazar, you're my hero.
Oh, I love you.
You're so good.
As these magic missiles come out of nowhere.
Okay, good luck.
Fine.
Hi.
Hi.
You've got a grandstand view from up where you are. You can see all this action going on.
You're right.
The nearest. Have any of them moved from where they were when I first got up on top of the obelisk?
There's 20 slaves just charging the aura.
Okay.
Then kind of slow.
And then kind of go.
Yeah. Is there anybody that's beating on somebody else? Still
carry with rock.
There's somebody fighting.
I should put that somewhere safe.
Okay.
Why did I bother stepping away from them so they have to come by aura?
And there's one. There's another one.
Don't know why.
Looks like it's about to go into one.
Failed.
Yeah.
Already. They all loved you.
Yeah, but I'd attack people.
Now, can you finish the sentence that you were saying?
There's one looking like it's going to go for Steve again. Because it takes a 5-foot step into him.
Phase shifts and integrates.
Have you actually tried to take a 5-foot step? It's a bit of a spring
in
your
legs,
actually. You know, it's
especially
bit,
when you
look a bit odd when you try and do that in real life.
So when you're a half.
Is that like 7-league boots? 3-league boots? Ooh, that's nasty if it goes wrong.
Yeah. One boot ends up 5 leagues away from the other.
Magic
and
missile.
You have a foot in each.
You have a wand of magic missile?
No, not magic missile.
Wand of wonder.
Acid arrow.
Wand of wonder.
On whom?
On the guy who's about to close.
Who attacks Steve's character?
Golden Justice.
Golden Justice!
Did it? I'll do it.
Superior Hedgehog Defense!
Do it. Go on.
Damage. Do it again.
2d8. 2d4.
Way of the Sloth.
That would be 2.
He falls unconscious.
Well, well done! Excellent.
Go me. I will.
Who's next?
The Driders.
The Driders.
Does that sound like a band from the 60s? The Driders.
Yeah, it does rather sound like a band from the 60s.
That split up.
And I've got back together again in
1990. One of the Driders looks at you and casts a magic missile back at you.
No, he doesn't.
Why?
He's the Great Invisible.
Oh, yes, right. Oh, you disappeared again, didn't you?
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Can't target what you can't see.
No, that's pretty true. That's fine.
Yeah. Magic missile. Bing, bing, pop.
Oops.
Still, it's quite fun.
Driver's magic missile, you? You're a big fighter. How many magic missiles do I get?
At 6th level. 3.
1.
It's a bit more vicious, isn't it?
Wow.
I'm maxed out on magic missile now, I think.
10 points of damage.
You're going to have to learn another spell.
Well, Fireball is usually quite good, but it's...
It's rather general.
Yeah.
Another one, Magic Missiles Richard. You probably have Shield Up.
Yep.
Shield Up? That was your first action.
I've got Shield, yeah.
And it explodes on his shield.
Ooh.
They grumble.
And you just hate it when that happens.
And the invisible one does something. Who's next?
That's going to get worried.
There's a really good kung fu pose that no one can see. Aaron.
I'll have a globe of lesser and
lesser annihilation.
And then I'll step back.
What do you mean I can't control it? Bugger.
So I'm out of your bloody aura. I felt something non-aggressive.
And then it's the drain.
Drain away.
Let's see.
One beating on Finn. You will beat on Finn.
Beating Finn. Beating on Finn.
Hit the under dice.
17,
nice.
Nowhere near.
Oh, really?
That's on the die.
Nowhere
near. 26. Whoops. Nowhere near that. Like, two over.
No, oh, full damage again. Woohoo!
Seven
damage. These things aren't even poisoned. What is the point?
It's got an infocaric. But he's a cleric.
God
make save against poison.
Ooh, bloody drow don't even poison their weapons anymore. What are you doing?
I'm getting sick of this.
The two drow behind.
Go on then. Go on then.
The two drow behind the slaves seem to be sort of trying to shove them in combat. The slaves don't seem to be having much go of it.
Well, they're out of my own at the moment. Yeah. You said they stopped.
Yes.
So I move backwards.
They're going to push them in then. They're going to try and charge the slaves in.
Rise up,
they get
through
the gun.
20.
No, 16.
Oh well. Down with your overlord.
The two
of
the drow running behind them as well, giving up on the slaves.
And fail himself.
You want something doing, then you do it yourself.
Now they're all still in your aura. Who's next?
Me.
Go on then.
His order is great, and yet not so great. Time out. Tactical thinking. What shall I do next?
So many other ones down. Another one's down in front of me.
What? Oh, it was down in contrast, wasn't it?
Right, at which point I...
Down, we need minis.
How far are they? 20 feet away from me, aren't they?
Yep.
So, I shall...
Charge them! Charge all 22 of them!
I shall tumble over.
Tumble?
Tumble. Because I can.
Monk level.
Oh, there we
just
go.
Just stroll over.
And hit one.
Everyone goes, look, he's tumbling! Ooh, very nice. Very good.
See how the light sparkles from his golden hide.
Yes. Certainly does.
It should be in the circus.
Oh man, that's only 14 damage.
He's a dragon tumbler. You could be remembering the tumble dragons or something, I don't know.
Who's going next?
He ran away from the dragon circus.
What did you just do? Damage to whom?
To become
damage
broken.
To all the ones that just ran in failed save.
Oh, okay, how much damage?
He's known as the broken.
Only 14?
I think one attack.
Slacker.
My bike's my worst weapon.
Call yourself a fighter.
Well, Magri tenders the broken
Carrick.
One.
Carrick!
Shall
I just get sanctuary myself just to annoy
them? To annoy them. They're all feeling peaceful now, they can't hit you at all.
Hey, you look.
How long does sanctuary last?
Well, third edition, for about 2.9 seconds.
Round a level, yes.
At least, I would expect.
Oh, sanctuary.
In the old system,
well, on my sheet, it's
one round per level.
But this is, for some reason, the 3.0 spell.
Is that a good or a bad thing? A creature that can cast arcane spells, such as a sorcerer wizard, takes a -4 penalty on its saving throw.
Yeah, it's feeble-minded.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing.
For the person. Really?
The person being feeble-minded. Yes.
Turns you into a strange stone.
It's always the same in second edition.
It's easier to...
Arcane spellcaster's got it worse. I think cleric's got a bonus there, same in second edition.
Ah, yeah, I'll put sanctuary up.
Okay.
Sanctuary!
It's on you.
It is,
it's personal.
You're in combat. Are you stepping back to cast it, or are you just going to defensively cast?
Is that a concentration roll?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why not? 15 plus spell level.
I've got 12.
You need 12 for, haven't you?
Yeah. let's see, that.
19 plus.
31.
That'll do. You cast Sanctuary.
Sanctuary!
Oh, it's from a wand, actually.
The banish! You just whip your wand out.
You don't need to make a concentration check. You just
do it.
Oh, okay. Well, then you do it nonchalantly.
But the save's crap.
Haven't it provoked an attack of opportunity, though?
waving a wand about.
Really?
That's what it doesn't.
He just digs into his jerkin and whips out his wand.
Scrolls.
Off it goes.
Okay. You've never been like me to wave
it's over there.
Yeah, but you don't do it in combat.
No.
Who's next?
Sorry.
I'll take a 5-foot step back then.
Is that a new character? My god, there's more of us!
Ragdoll.
Ragdoll's feeling chill.
Yeah.
In which case,
it's a good.
Oh, Balazar.
Hoo yeah! Oh, magic missile again to the naughty, naughty, nasty sorcerer.
Fair enough.
Oh, DC.
I can stroll up to someone.
Just wait there.
Drop
come
it.
On. Yeah.
Boom!
DC check.
Yeah.
Natural 20!
Good enough.
Woohoo!
Surprisingly. No crit down for magic missile, unfortunately.
4, 7, 8, 10, 13, 18 points.
Sorceress.
Who's next?
Balin.
Balin, what are you doing?
Damage.
Damage.
Oh, yeah.
So the I remembered.
The one's already unconscious.
That'd be another 5.
Yeah, he's not doing too well.
Maybe. Bends his corpse.
Yeah, he's no, his unconscious form melts a bit.
Melts a
bit. His mum's not
really
happy.
I don't know what to do.
Self-immolation makes you go
blind. I'm having ability doubts.
Ability doubts?
Yeah, I'm having a crisis of confidence.
Get him a
backstab on top of the like first guys.
I don't know how to combat his...
Roll high on a wound.
Yeah, roll high.
We practice.
We're going to have to come up with a house for this. It's absurd having to roll a will again and again and again and again.
It's really easy. Make him wear a big skirt that's 20 feet wide.
Well, we thought about this, getting a pole, 20 foot long pole, that's attached to the centre, the small of his back, and we just push him out in front like shuffleboard with a puck, you know. We just keep him on the end of a long rod in front of us and wave the character.
The wong, perfect solution.
Wong, wong. Like a track detector.
Corridors.
He's just a neutralising device in front of the party. Wong, wong.
We're going to put a hinge or something.
Yeah. Sectional pole.
Yeah. Maybe we could like put him in a metal box with a lid on it, and we can just open up a shutter and let him do his thing and put the shutter down.
Like a thief's lantern.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do.
All right.
Anymore. I don't know how to play
with
my character anymore.
We're going to get in there, or just wonder month.
Wonder. Imagine what that could do to 20 slaves!
I'm actually
slaves.
Scared of using
there's,
it now.
There's
I don't
20
want to kill
slaves.
There's 20 slaves.
Do it. Well, they kill Bragdor.
I bet you they don't even have names.
I don't. They're called slaves.
Okay, wonder it is.
No, you don't have to do it.
Group of slaves.
Something specific. It'll be fun. Random.
Well, there's two guys running as well.
Isn't it one of your missions to learn how to control this wand properly so you can fully master its arcane abilities?
There's a guard stood near Steve you could target.
Now Tharys is dead, you can become a wild mage with impunity.
See how many slaves you can kill with one hit.
There's two guards attacking Steve.
No.
Slaves! I'm not going near. I've learnt my lesson. I'm not going to do it anywhere near people.
There's another guard attacking Finn.
No, it's going to go on the group.
Like, you hardly know him.
Going to go on the group of slaves.
The group of slaves is pretty nearby. There's two Dryder over the back.
They don't seem to do anything.
There's two Dryder over the back.
Okay,
Dryder are best.
They're a long way away.
I'll go for the Dryder.
Far too long for us to it.
They're so far away, if you're standing at the back of the group, you can't even see them.
Well, she's up high.
I know.
In the front of the group.
It's surely because there's a big mass of people. I'm just making sense. If we had miniatures and we had 20 slaves, it would be a line of sight. What?
With their big long legs. You know, like
Dryders
big, nasty,
are large
spider.
Aberrations. Yes,
they are. Yeah. What are those big things behind? Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Okay, who's next? Are you targeting?
Yes,
roll!
Yes, you want to do.
Roll to activate.
Roll to activate.
What do I add?
It's a rod.
It's a rod. Yes. Well, yeah. Roll your percentile dice.
I'm scared.
Are you going
now.
For the injured one or the uninjured one?
I'm not. I'm going for the group of slaves. Oh, okay. Did you listen to a single fucking word I've said?
No, I heard I'm going for the Dryder. Sorry.
Oh no, I am. Sorry.
Yes. It was Dryder action.
I take that back. I'm sorry.
It's alright, go on.
Rewind.
Grumbly. You listen to a single word you say.
No, 18. 18.
Okay.
Oh, you turned the pink
into titans.
Wow.
What have you done to them?
I'll just make the save.
When Steve starts giggling, I
probably
start
makes
scaring.
It.
Oh. Or is that a good thing?
Yeah, he makes it. You see his hair wave about in a wild wind for a while, and he looks a bit. Upset, it's like he's trying to lean against the wind.
but otherwise unaffected.
What was that one?
It was gust of wind.
How wank!
Well, what can you do?
Right, the great magician Hines.
Who's going next?
The Driders.
57 varieties of
options. Options for the Driders. They don't have that many options.
I didn't mean to be rude, sorry, I completely forgot that I said that.
That's all right, Grumphead.
I'm apologising.
No. No need for name.
I always apologise to you. I will now apologise by casting magic missile.
That's an interesting form of apology.
Mm-hmm. Zap!
I'm going to divorce you.
Do you have a shield, brooch of shielding, Tom?
Yes.
Do you? Mm. Any impact?
We're going to have to take
do you have a brooch of shielding? Kind of...
It's your responsibility to know whether that, your players are lying or not.
How far
12 points of damage.
Yeah. How far into session do we have to be before Lindsay says she's going to divorce Hal?
I did really well then.
It's about 1 hour 40 at that point, isn't it?
1 hour 39.5.
Hey, hey, hey. 12 points of damage, Phil.
No.
So I win the pot and
then we move up to the bottom of the round, really.
Could be close. Cool.
The invisible Dryder explodes.
That's weird, Paul. Don't do that again.
The other Dryder.
Being precinct tonight.
He's the one that hit Steve with his lightning bolt. He's feeling lucky. Goes to magic missile. Yeah, one of you three that aren't invisible.
Yoosh!
I'm proof against magic missile.
Are you?
I'll need to roll the saving throw, though.
What?
Attack.
Oh, yes.
Sanctuary.
Oh, yes, your sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
Oh. What is it, Will?
Lovely.
That's good.
Yeah. Sorry, no, I didn't realise it was for
good. Ah, bollocks. Oh, shit.
4, 5, 8 points of damage.
Yeah. It's getting you bit by bit.
Right, I need some more initiatives in this now. Hang on.
Oh, no. I need to take advantage of the fact that I'm sanctuary to cast some healing.
I need energy, please.
Why don't you shout out surrender now or something? Maybe we can parley
that
out.
They're not very quick at all.
What am I saying?
Going on.
Maybe we can get into our side and have a Dryder army. And we can sweep everything before us in the dungeon.
I need F.
Dawn likes it tidy, not whatever
going on at 13. And I need a
Dawn
W.
Dawn likes it leggy.
That's going
lots
on.
Lots of leggy.
21.
Yeah, her mate to believe suffering is good for the soul.
How are they going? I think in the new round.
In the next round, yeah. They've just entered.
Anyone got lots of hit points they don't mind losing?
Yes.
I'm going to take advantage of Pacta Martyrdom to steal them.
And you need
not quite how it works.
It's all the way around. You have to have a lower hit point total than your target.
Where's the point in that?
What's your hit point total at the moment?
Higher hit point total than your target, even.
What's your hit point total?
Doesn't matter now. I've got plenty of healing left anyway.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you can siphon some off the wizard. He has a few spare.
Okay.
Which point?
You wouldn't expect that to happen, would you?
Aaron, go.
Do I see anything?
No.
Okay, I'll cast the invisibility.
Okay.
Just off the chuckles.
The Dryder fucking disappeared somewhere.
Sure he did. You see the Dryder, he seems to climb up the wall and seems to be heading above the party on the roof.
Ooh, clever.
Oh,
he's just going to drop on him.
Like
not
a spider.
Not messing about with spells.
Okay, chaps, there's a Dryder on the roof.
Have you got two seeing or something, or is it just invisibility?
Just see invisibility.
Oh, nice.
Who's next?
Hello!
Hello,
how are you doing?
The Drow. Who's the
no, you're bureaucrat.
Oh no, sorry.
Yeah.
No,
it's
W.
W.
I took the opportunity while being invisible of going to the toilet because no one can see you. Except for you and you. Sorry, you caught me short there.
Okay. Ready to urinate on everybody else's pen.
Immediately goes blind.
Free flowing dwarven ale.
Aren't you not funny?
You don't buy it, you rent it.
He is completely bald, apart from a weasel.
Oh, weasel's been down there for over a year now. We'll have to take him out and wash him.
He's probably dead.
Right.
We need to don't feed him anything.
And who's towards the front? Not many people. Richard, you can see stuff, probably. You're not actually in combat, are you? No. Are you towards the back?
I'm behind you, Zora.
Oh, then you cannot. Neither can Lindsay.
To the bathroom.
Actually, maybe she can. Lindsay, make me a spot check. You're in the fight at the front, aren't you?
We're still behind the obelisk.
We're still behind the obelisk.
You're still
18.
Back here.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lindsay's up on it, so she'll probably see. 18.
Yeah.
You see what appears to be a large spider running, effectively charging. It's an enormous spider.
Okay, yeah. We've had this from you. How big?
Check. Yeah.
Check.
All right. Size. It's a medium monstrous spider.
Not that.
No. It's big for a spider.
Yes.
Big for me.
Yes.
It's running very quickly.
Oh, how? Why did you have to put spiders?
I didn't. Down the wall, and it's going to be coming round the corner, probably next round.
Giant incoming spider!
How giant?
Big!
About whatever size the voice in my head tells me it is.
Medium's about the same size as us.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, who's next?
Bigger than me!
That'd be the drone.
The drone. There's two on you there and one on Finn.
Sanctuary!
Oh yeah, Sanctuary. It missed you anywhere.
Means he can't attack him and he's wasted his
Are both of these on you?
Yes. I ran into them.
You did, didn't you? Missed. Oh! 19! He's so close! Who's next?
Me.
Go.
So close in the sense of nowhere near.
Full attack routine.
Full attack.
They go to sleep.
They've heard about you, and they just decide to fall over because it's easier.
Your reputation precedes you.
The 19 hit.
Shockingly, yes.
I've just shouted from the top of the obelisk, incoming big spider.
Yeah.
Ooh. And when asked just how big, said about the same size as you guys.
That's quite
That's enormous, apparently.
It's a big spider. Look, I'm creating drama. What more do you want?
Better drama.
Sensationalising at the loss of the accurate facts.
Yes, I am.
Just as bad as time.
When I hit last time, takes 33.
Goddamn
time team, loss of accurate facts.
Unconscious, yes.
And I miss! Oh! Right, somebody take a photo of those
Sucker!
I hit with the claw. So. Ah! For a total of 15.
Oh!
I rolled one, I only got a 15.
Who's next?
Even I'm worried about them as it's
me,
party.
I think.
Yeah, Carrick.
Yeah,
I heal myself.
Very good.
You lay hands on yourself and feel good.
11 plus 10, 21.
Who's next?
F.
Yes. Oh my lord.
Now even I'm beginning to think maybe we should just shout them down and say, give up now, or else we're going to die of old age by the time this battle's over.
Giant pet spider's coming.
Well, tell them to surrender.
He's called Bruno. Bruno.
Off towards Bruno. The left-hand side.
Mm-hmm. Bruno, they have a
You see another drider sort of entering. Okay. And he seems to be casting a spell.
Okay.
Lol, not a great conversationalist the last time we met.
I think you're
the only one to see it, really. He's way back behind the aura.
It's
not the right book.
Oh yes, that's a different character.
They're sort of fighting. They're fighting around the pillar, basically.
I meant Lolfing Queen even went pins. About 20 feet from the pillar. Yeah, levels 10 to 14, actually.
So, Stephen, character 20 feet away from you.
Right.
Me and Paul are about 40 feet away from you.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
There's
a whole sea of drider slaves. Plus, the additional
milling
15
around
feet
the
that you have because you're actually on top of a column.
I just shout.
You have to do that whole hypotenuse thing.
Drider. Man casting spells over there.
Right, on top of the pillar, and those below the pillar. You're 20 feet from the pillar.
Mm.
Back from the pillar, 20 feet. You're back from the pillar, 20 feet, and they're behind you. They're way down the corridor, aren't they?
Well, we have to walk 30 feet to the pillar.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
So you're here, and they're sort of down here somewhere, near the entrance to this thing. If they're outside your own, they are.
Yeah. That's what it is, yeah.
And sort of everyone else is gathered around the base of the pillar looking all chilled.
Yeah.
Chilled.
The wrong
there? Chill out.
Some ambient music starts up and the lighting goes a bit dim.
Perhaps you won't do that.
Oh, the lighting's gone up.
Perhaps you won't see a drider.
I don't see a drider.
No.
Didn't come down beside
him. He's changing his tactics.
You can't really say that.
Scared
of sleep.
He's
not seeing
it. Well, you'll see it in a minute.
It's lack of knowledge of where the hell we are.
Yeah.
It's causing problems.
You're actually fighting in a corridor, effectively.
Is it worth investing in some new
That's a sound tactic when we're outnumbered.
Oh yeah, no problem with that. Okay,
bring him down.
Who's next?
Bragdor.
Chilled out in the corridor.
Do you think you could
pimp? He sat making sandwiches for everyone.
Do you think you could pimp wizards for some more minis when you have the dragon meat?
Hey,
but nobody eats.
No.
But him.
He makes nice
and my weasel.
Balazar.
Bragdor and Kodo are the only ones to eat.
Yes.
Whoops.
And,
magic missile on whatever's left.
There's a couple of riders.
Okay, sorceress down, is he? He's still standing.
The driders are the sorcerers.
The driders are the sorcerers.
I'm
hitting one, but I don't know if that was...
Snack is a budget.
Two guards, one fighting with cleric, and one fighting Steve. And that's
sort of wavering.
Oh, and there's maybe a big spider shortly.
Well, I can't see that.
Not yet.
I've yelled it and pointed.
I'll aim at a drider.
They probably aren't milling anymore.
What? Slaves. Why?
So I attacked them mate. Well, not them mate.
No, you didn't.
They're evil overlords.
Exactly. They're not going to attack you. They attack you. It only says they defend their friends, and they're not friends with the guards who keep them enslaved.
Yeah.
They attack a slave, strange and yes, all of them will attack you.
Perhaps they can just run away now.
Well, they might, but they're peaceful. Then.
Them out.
Once all the guards are in combat, they'll run.
Drider attack.
Which they're
too
are
stupid
now.
To move away, huh?
Who's next?
Drider attack. Magic missile.
Third one again?
Yeah, if it's still standing.
Kill it.
Ooh, no, my goodness.
Failed to kill it.
Okay.
4 plus...
Level.
You failed. It doesn't even get there.
Damn! Who's next? Recharge my arcane batteries.
Failing. There's a spider coming.
Wonder the spider.
Oh!
You can wonder when, yeah, you can see it. Yeah. Go on, do it.
Oh no, I need to roll anything. I just
you're the only one that can see it being so far forward.
What's 66 on that table? That'd be interesting.
Yeah. What's the table? What's the page?
I don't know.
What did you roll?
I don't know. Sorry, I thought you knew when I opened it. What'd you get?
Oh yeah.
98. What? Ooh. Not
big number.
No, I'm
oh
dreading.
My god.
No, you've enlarged it.
What did you do? That'd be great fun.
No.
What did you do on 98?
It's a proper giant spider now.
It was quite big, so I made it proper big.
Purple. It'd be easier for you to hit it now.
Yeah. I just did it so you could see
it's
it.
It's the size of Loth. She's huge. She is not a small spider.
She let herself go.
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's she mates with her husband, eats them.
Whatever you do doesn't seem to affect it in any fashion at all.
Oh, that's strange.
Tell me what it was.
You want a better wand, don't you?
Tell me.
Flesh to stone.
Oh, and it didn't work.
It saved its face. It's a
bastard.
Save.
Oh.
Same thing, it's really pathetic on what I've got.
That's not fair.
Who's next?
Driders.
I'll never roll that well again.
Driders. Ooh, driders.
Go on, somebody say stop it.
You're getting a magic missile because you've been a pain in the ass.
But nobody can see him.
He's invisible.
Oh, God damn it. How long does that spell last?
Do we need status?
Rounds and rounds. 10 rounds.
By the time the combat's over.
God damn it. Yeah. How much do they have some area of effect? That would sort you out.
Do we need stickers on our foreheads with our current status written on them?
It would help.
Sanctuaried!
It would help.
Yeah, we could do it with hats with little, like, we could have a band and you could put little cars in saying sanctuary.
There's
invisible.
A fantastic concept.
Yes.
Alright, copyright us.
Copyright me.
In Hal's defence, he has two extra party members he has to keep in check on now.
I know.
It's not really his fault.
We definitely need...
Everything's Richard's fault.
Yeah, everything.
Ever since you turned up.
Every summer. Every missile you.
Funny just man.
One of the soft toys could have a hat on him for standing for Bragdor.
Okay.
10 points of damage.
I think we definitely need to make use of battle mat and some markers and minis.
I'll try and sort some markers out. This is Bragdor.
Bragdor.
He's not stupid enough to magic you twice.
Bragdor is a polar bear wearing a tie.
Yeah. Works for me.
Yeah, Bragdor's a bit bigger
look
than I am.
Look at the size of him. That must be gargantuan. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's the polar Ford bear.
The other one has a go at Finn, having hit him the last time.
Sanctuary!
He's having a go. Yeah, that'll do. Oh, nice. Still Sanctuary's doing well against these driders. 5, 6, it's just 9. And the other one, lightning bolts Richard from the ceiling.
As you do.
That'd be a level 3 spell, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No. Minor globe of invulnerability!
Yes, now they know this.
Damn, go
there's a big lightning bolt strikes just above Richard's head and cascades
around. Oh, nice little streak light. Oh, there's glow. There's a drider.
You hear the drider going now? No, yeah, he's visible. You hear the drider going, bollocks, from the ceiling.
I speak like this because I am a spider drider.
Who's next?
And a very common.
NG. Sorry, right, Nicole.
You could speak under chav.
Under chav.
In it.
Look at his tracky bottoms. He's got 8 bloody legs.
Yeah.
Little Burberry.
Two more.
Lots of gold chains around the corner.
Mm-hmm. And charge down towards the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Hit the side of your aura.
Okay.
Right in the aura.
Right, they don't go that far.
There's 20 people in the way.
Yeah, you're right. They're about to... Did you notice that 20 people are starting so... Slowly
I wish we had the video of this. Room. Quite spectacular.
Sidling away.
No, yes,
they're looking nonchalant.
Yes, they're picking flowers and things and dancing and stuff. But yes, they run down sort of. They'll get into next round.
This is what we need to suggest to go and take on industry. It produces Aaron. Caps of bandits.
Aaron, there's two more drow guards coming in. They have actual daggers.
Daggers!
Wow. Like swords, only significantly smaller.
Crap. Don't you give up yet?
About the same
is there morale? Did they get a morale check?
Crappity crap. No, that's their toothpick.
No, they're not allowed a morale check, because Steve's aura bans that.
Oh. Yeah. Really? Oh. Yeah, like when getting blessed.
That's the range.
So, why can't they... Can you just tell them to say, lay down your arms, we are vastly superior, and we're bored of fighting you now, so stop.
We're bored of fighting.
They are hitting their language. They're even hitting him, they're hitting the party as a whole.
We came to parley.
They're happy with that, because the magic is bar, and you're a bar.
They are,
they're happy being bar. The second you go into combat with the Drider, they may go, fuck no, and crumble up, because they're crap.
How far away are these lava guys?
Okay, go on. I'm a feeble mind, the guy just tried to lightning bolt me.
Ooh.
Great. Go for it.
Break his brain. Spell resistance.
Give him the mentality of a spider.
That's 14? Is it just level? Or spell?
It's level plus your dice roll.
You don't think you get it. He just goes, ha!
Then dribbles.
On your head.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Spider dribble.
W. That's the ginormous spider. It sort of sticks its enormous head around the corner.
Is it a spider?
It's a ginormous big spider.
Oh,
well,
fantastic.
It's a big spider. It's not a man spider.
No, it's a spider. Is pretty damn big.
Big.
Yeah. It's a spider.
Yeah. You're going to need quite a large drinking glass.
It's sort of back end comes up underneath its legs and it shoots a net across the top of the obelisk.
Oh.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Evade.
You haven't got greater evasion, you just got really good evade.
Have
you got greater evasion?
How do nets work?
Not very well.
Apparently this works like a net.
Awful.
Oh, good. I imagine it's going to...
Something
nice and easy like that.
Oh,
you say you'll be an evade.
Range touch attack against your target.
Okay.
Next, maximum range is 10 feet. If you hit, the target is entangled.
Yeah, it's maximum range is
her range is larger. It's 50 feet plus 10 foot range increment.
My lord. That is a lot larger.
So it's a 10 foot range increment?
Yeah.
So you've got no chance of hitting her to chase it.
Really?
At 50 feet?
No. She's not 50 feet away. That's the range of the net.
That's its range.
Maximum range.
Maximum range of net.
Yes.
As you said, range increment 10 feet.
Sorry.
We've got no chance of hitting her. She's 50 feet away.
She isn't.
That's just maximum range.
She's 15 like, feet away.
Oh, it's still at minus 2.
What has it got? Where's its attack with its weapon?
Now, do you roll before you decide? Well. Or, right, you know what the number is?
22.
Is that with the minus 2?
Yes.
My AC is 21.
Hits.
A net settles over the top of you and sticks itself to the
pillar. Even with
evasion?
You got evasion, haven't you?
No, it's touch attack.
Okay.
Minus 2 penalty on attack rolls, and minus 4 penalty on dexterity. Only move at half speed. Cannot charge or run.
Can't move at all.
Oh, okay.
Locked You're down. Stuck to the top of the pillar.
Ah! I'm stuck!
It's like a net, but not quite a net.
Is it gooey, webby stuff?
Yeah.
Help!
You're stuck to the top of the pillar.
Help!
Who's next?
A fireball will free her!
actually, it will.
Drown.
Unfortunately, you're out.
What's left?
You'll have to burn it away with a nice agonizer.
One on you. The slaves begin to stream away from the fight into the room.
Mm-hmm.
They begin to sort of head down side corridors and disappear. The ones that are in the room that are being guarded and working follow them. You hear a sort of general rebellious shout.
I'm a rebel, yeah.
The one on you
misses. More.
Fails his save.
Yay.
Who's next?
Me.
Go.
We'll go get it, Steve.
Come on, Steve, there's only one left. You surely can put him down.
Oh, come on. Make him surrender. Lie down, go to sleep.
How far can I jump?
Jump?
Yeah.
What are you jumping?
I say jump.
Helen.
It's a sticky situation.
Yeah, stuck to the top of the pillar.
Well, you're going to be stuck anywhere. Top of the pillar's not a bad place to be stuck.
But the man-sized spider heading towards you.
Maybe it'll just ignore her.
Yeah, maybe.
I won't get a big straw out and go...
You kill me, I'll divorce you.
That's twice! Twice! Coming in about 155, I think.
No, you're wrong now. It's past that.
I know.
Yeah.
Easily past that.
158.
Perfect. See, you're all 3 minutes up.
Are you one of those annoying people that senses time very well?
Yes, time sense.
Senses the passage of time.
Not the growing older. Counts the wrinkles.
As you get older, you get better at it. You can feel the seconds of your life ticking away inexorably. You can
feel the hairs gradually turning grey.
All over your body.
Are you planning on getting spoiled?
That's more than I needed to know.
You are, Finn. I didn't hear that. That's my met point.
Never mind.
Stop working then.
Probably best.
Right.
Look, I'm stressed enough by the amount of grey hair I'm getting on my temple.
You're getting grey.
It's very distinguished. So there's just one in front of me and one in front of him.
Alright, yeah. Can I ask about that thing on the side?
I'll put this in suspender.
Yeah, I know. Is it actual grey hair then?
Yeah.
Just a little... Because I always wondered whether you just got paint in your hair a really long time.
A really long time.
And it never grew out.
No, it never grew out.
It's indelible paint.
I appreciate something.
Oh my gosh, you've got to
how far are the driders away?
They're about 80 feet. Definitely the ceiling is about 40, 50 feet.
That's just a big spider.
Fine, I charge a rider.
Okay. Charge a rider.
Are you ignoring the guy you're running away from?
Yeah.
Attack.
Yep.
Great. He'll miss. You watch, he'll hit.
Go on, 20.
Oh,
natural one. <Yes. laughs>
Which one are you going for? The injured one or the one that's not injured?
The one I can get to.
What one? They're pretty much that range away.
That'd be an injured one then.
Okay.
Ah!
He says.
27.
What, to hit him?
But yeah. I'm sure he's just hitting a more manly, fiercely, spidery way.
Shriek!
Oh dear.
Where is his armour class? Where has it gone?
You forgot to put it on today.
No, it's not. It's 21.
That's only 14.
You're a slacker.
Yeah, slacker now.
Do you not have power attack?
No.
Who's next?
Power word kill!
Waste defeat on me, a power attack.
Carrick.
Carrick! Rank 3!
Thanks,
no, for me.
I'm already sanctuated. I'm not being attacked. I'm doing something myself.
Oh, just a second.
Bit of Macrame?
Stokers.
Stokers.
I'm going to save that.
Especially harsh in yourself.
I might sneak up to someone and smack them.
Sneak up and smack. Well, there's two. There's one stood on his own going,
one guy.
Bollocks, this guy shot away from him and attacked his mate. And there's one that's kind of looking at you and going,
Okay.
I don't want to attack you.
Don't
I do!
Conflict.
None of you are inside Steve's aura anymore.
Yay.
Steve's aura is 100 feet away.
Wow. Oh, damn you, that means I'm going to make another saving throw when you come near me again.
Well, hopefully.
Who's next?
It'll be you.
I'm done in.
I'm like, what are you doing? I'm sorry, I'm so used to saying who's next.
Just going to smack him.
Are you alright, dear?
Oh, I'm mad. Go for it.
We definitely need
17.
Stuff. That actually does hit.
Yay.
10.
He's looking sickier than you.
No,
that wasn't a 10
oh.
damage.
Oh.
That was 2 hits. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yay.
It's turning into a bit of a slogathon these days, isn't it?
And nice. Ivan.
Yep.
Good roll.
And 8.
He collapses the ground.
Yes! Well done!
Sleepy. I rendered him unconscious.
Who's
not
next?
Dead.
Sleepy. Oh, he's unconscious. The only dead one's this one here that Lindsay acid is.
No, he's not dead.
Why?
Will we now?
Because he's supposed to keep separate tracks for normal damage and subdual damage. He's only taken like 6 points of actual damage.
Oh, I hate that. I think he should die.
F is next.
He could have lost some kind of systemic attack.
Yeah, that's good. F.
Could have a terminal case of hemorrhoids.
Oh! In the spider? That's nasty.
You have seen this video, don't you?
Sorry?
You see, sort of from the darker areas of the roof, another drider just sort of fly effectively downwards, just sort of levitate himself, slowly lower himself, casting a spell into the corridor.
Into the corridor?
What spell's this?
Ooh, spell detect.
33.
Wow!
I think that might just about do it. It's Ice Storm.
Ooh.
I can. Yeah. I'll try and dispel that.
Mm-hmm.
you know Ice Storm?
No, it's Dispel.
What do you need?
What are you using to dispel it?
Dispel magic.
It's 10 D20 plus your...
God damn it, it's a level 4 spell.
Against 11 plus his caster level.
So that's 23.
Do you know? He goes...
Ooh, spell wasted.
That was a driver.
Just clean off those hands. Oh, there we go.
You're my hero now.
You're the best.
Bragg goes, ooh! Bragg Doyle gets his sense of urgency back and charges the one you've left.
Bragg Doyle, die! Bragg Doyle, kill!
We need a character sheet for Bragg Doyle.
I've got it, it's back here. Yeah.
Did we give him a merciful weapon?
Nope.
Bragg Doyle, come and help me!
That's a good point.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
He charges to the foot of the pillar and
knocks it down. Actually,
he could probably charge the spider.
Didn't
he charges in at the spider. Yeah. What? He is hasted. Mm. He charges in at the spider.
Bragg Doyle! Smash!
And does a very bad job of it.
Bragg Doyle. Oh, splat.
Bragg Doyle goes to the spider.
Spider squish.
Spider, I don't think actually...
Why do all my hench people die?
Hench people.
You don't look after them.
You don't look after them.
Hench persons.
Minions?
That's I like minions.
Minions.
He's not far off it, though. But he misses.
He's charging.
He hits her.
Ooh, charging.
He does indeed hit her.
Nice.
Well then, Brago, he smacks the big...
Only because he kind of barrels into them. Charge it.
However, he does do...
900 points damage.
Mainly from his feet.
He does do 20 points of damage with his club.
Yeah, I seem to remember that from some time ago. Thank you very much.
The spider sort of recoils back a bit.
No kidding.
Who's next?
Oh, fuck. An ogre.
Shit!
Palazar.
Oh, fuck. An ogre.
Shit!
Steve, I'm appalled by that fucking language.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Keep that tag on there. Right, so...
Always. It would be funny if we actually we'll go for one special where we don't swear. Yeah.
Christmas special.
Where we don't swear at all. There's a huge line of explicit two missing, and then an enormous line above.
We'll have to have like kazoos for every time we want to.
The non-swearing, you know what he is? He's like...
Take this, you beep 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 beep.
Can I
use a swearer monitor? A swearer monitor. No, yeah, you can go through the audio letter and swear it out.
That's Helen's job on that, actually. She's the swearer monitor. She has to write it down.
We record the start time and the time when the swearing occurs. Yes.
Or the unfortunate incident we really shouldn't be discussing on tape.
Dear.
Go. What's left?
There is
a big, huge spider.
A guard stood in the middle of nowhere. An enormous spider fighting Bragg Doyle, feeling glued to the top of the obelisk.
Yes.
Fighting a drider way in the distance. There's another drider sort of suspended in midair, looking down at the whole party. There's another drider stuck to the ceiling, looking rather annoyedly at Richard.
Right.
There's another drider stood far away, near to Steve, where Steve's fighting the other one. And not very, very near. It's a drider. It doesn't want to get into combat. It saw you come in and edge. Frank, you stay there. I'll be back in a minute. Just go for some chips.
Yeah. Sigh. We're having a bit of a problem. I'm just going to nip out.
I've left the gas on. And there's two fighter types charging into the corridor as well.
Okay, corridor behind us or corridor?
In front of you. Everything's in front of you.
Oh, right, okay. One that's in midair, since he just happens to be floating around.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, or shall I do something different?
No, maybe not.
Oh, no, I'll just let him off again.
You can find
okay. Give it a go. Right, spell resistance, yeah?
Yum. That would be nice. But
14 plus level 24.
That is.
Okay. That's 4. That's 5. That's 9. That's 12. That's 16 plus 5. 21.
Pretty good. They impact harmlessly off his shield.
Shield on.
Who's next?
Phelan.
Phelan, you're stuck on top of the building. What are you doing?
Can I get out of it.
Do you have escape artist?
Yes.
It's dex.
Yes.
Yeah. Go for it.
Oh, I was lying as well. I thought it was.
It's a dex-based skill, you can use it.
It's a dex, okay. We'll do it anyways.
14.
You get an arm free, but you're still stuck to the
right, is it my one arm or my other arm?
It's definitely your other arm.
No, 50-50.
Yeah, right. No. The ones are stuck in your hair.
No, because it was in my hand.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
Odds.
However, your face is stuck to the side
odds,
of the
office. Odds, it's my wand hand.
Looking directly at the spider.
Ah, it's your other one. The one with nothing but a rude gesture in it. Who's next?
And a throwing knife.
Dryders.
Dryders? The one that you're fighting almost wets himself.
Ah!
A Dryder wetting what? Himself? How does that work?
No, wetting yourself does not give him you an attack.
I don't think Dryders could do that physically, can they?
Why? You've got to get past juices somehow.
Well, no, it's like... I don't know.
They might, I don't
think they have...
We don't want to talk know about the excretory system of giant Spider-Men.
One of the roof goes to Lightning Bolt
They're
Balazar.
They're just marvellous.
One of the roof goes to Lightning Bolt Balazar.
Can it see me then, I guess?
Yeah, it's seeing it in the corridor. It's looking.
Can it see invisible?
Oh, God's sake.
How am I have to get a sign written on my head?
I just want a Lightning Bolt Wizard. Is it so bad?
Yeah. Come on then.
I've tried to lightning bolt him already. You know it's not going to work.
That's a lightning bolt, isn't it?
It's sick. Got invisibility.
Does it hit the driver in front of
me? Invade!
It's a speed of light. I evade something at the speed
okay.
of light.
He goes to try. Have you de-sanctuaried sanctuary?
Yes.
And
he's a lightning bolt you then.
Misses.
Yeah, well, no, it doesn't. It hits. You need to ref, Jack.
Give us a sec.
Okay. The others. The one that's fighting you wets himself, takes a 5-foot step and tries to lightning bolt you.
Okay. And fails.
Nice. Succeeds, but misses.
Misses completely.
Yeah.
Succeeds yet fails at the same time.
And his mate. He's only got one left. Tries to lightning bolt you again. Because he's nearby and he may as well.
Ooh, and hits.
Yes. Good, dry dudes. 5.
Should you want the last in the cup?
Thank you. 13. Ooh, 23.
Got another bottle downstairs.
Zap!
Are you down to like.
Hey, 90%
of your hits, yeah?
Hey.
No, about 75%.
Wait! You're down 75%.
Seriously?
Oh, you took like 3 lightning bolts.
You're only 7th level, in theory.
You're down to only 75%. You have 75% left?
No, he has 25%
left. Oh, he has 25%.
Who's next?
Finn!
Oh,
Finn,
yeah.
Finn, we need your special powers.
We need to Finn to dodge this lightning bolt, don't we? I'll roll the damage long. Just in case. 3. 10. 21.
Not too bad.
Hello, Crunchy. Come on, Finn. Ref check. I like lightning bolt, it's dead good.
I think we're either going to have to start talking to these monsters more, or we're going to have to be even harder because this is long battles. Natural
made
20!
Very good. You. Do you have evasion?
Yeah.
10 points of damage.
Ooh.
Zap! And now, who's
chink,
next?
Chink, chink, chink.
5.
I think Golden
Sorry,
Dragon
NG.
Man might need some.
NG. Oh, the two guards.
Physical assistance of him.
Who's left? There's Finn, and there's two wizards, and there's Failing stuck to the top of the pillar. NG. Oh, and Bragdo. And they were running into the corridor. You ran up. They were coming in here, and you went, oh, get the driders.
Yeah.
You're out of it. They're now coming in. And
so they saw me run past.
Yeah, effectively.
There's Finn, then me back.
Mm-hmm. Failing stuck to the top of the 15-foot pillar.
Yeah, that's it.
And Bragdo.
And Bragdo, who's standing next to Carrick. Mm. Oh, I'm standing near the pillar.
Yeah.
He's charged the...
He has, yeah, Bragdo's there. And what we're going to do...
I'm going to have to cast Become a Combat Monster.
Do you
mind?
Divine Power.
Divine Power! The attack bonus.
And by the way, can you give us an effect of the dungeon while you're
doing it? Thank you, level.
They both...
He's not doing very well on hit points, is...
They both
Mr. Golden Dragon.
Sort of run towards Finn, and one of them begins to tumble.
Tumble?
Tumble
the spider?
No. 27. Tumbles through you, and stands up behind you.
Ew!
Flanking you.
Sanctuary!
That's all I'll have them do this round, because they had to close a fair distance down the corridor to get to you. However,
They have little masks on and little striped jumpers.
Ninja!
Little bags that say swag.
Oh.
He's in a very dangerous position right now.
Oh, not ninja, but...
Yeah. Burglar.
Yeah, he's a burglar. He's a burglar. He's going to burgle you.
Is he a hamburglar?
He's a temple raider.
Well, yeah, kind of. Who's next?
W.
Oh, yeah, that's the spider. She goes to bite at Bragdo.
Oh, don't do that.
You bite Bragdo. There's definitely some biting occurring.
Oh, yeah. Bragdo rushed in to save Phelan.
Oh, no.
Yeah, ouch. That'll be hit.
And died.
Doing a grand total of 2 points of damage to Bragdo.
Yay.
Close.
Necrotizing fasciitis.
Poison.
An extremely accelerated rate.
Not the minus.
There it is. Spiders, well known for not being poisonous.
I do think that if this, my last and final friend, dies, I might actually just throw myself off this obelisk.
Ragnar saves. Not Jesus anymore. It's Ragnar.
Was I threatened?
Who's
was
next?
It?
No. It was it's a save of 15, and Ragnar has plus 6 to his fortitude.
Nice.
The drow. The standard drow.
Normal shitty drow. You mean the one that's left?
Yeah.
I think we can call a time out for a tea break. We haven't been fighting a long time. Sorry, guys.
One that's left.
He's only 7, mate.
He has 2 targets, basically. He goes for Richard.
Okay.
Because you're standing on your own at the back and he's invisible.
Mm-hmm. He
No, he's in front. He's 20 foot. I'm but behind.
He's being flanked by who the guard recognises as his superiors.
Which means as he moves away, you get something.
Moral and intellectual.
Morals.
Was he actually fighting him? He was fighting you, wasn't he? What, the one you left behind was fighting Finn?
Please send more miniatures.
Finn's knocked down while he was fighting.
Okay.
No, I'm right.
I'm not okay.
No one. He was stood in the middle of nowhere. You left him. He hadn't had an action since you ran off.
Oh. Look at me, need minis.
The other one charges Richard.
Okay.
I'll try and get some pens in the week.
We need minis and we need 20 new bigger size Tiamat.
Missed.
God damn you. Tiamat, the ultimate size match.
Is this not the big one?
No. This is not the big one. The big one is...
There's the Tiamat. Trademark us.
The Tiamat.
It's the largest known battle mat in the world.
As big as your house.
Have you seen the larger ones? They're pretty darn.
I've seen a Mega Mat.
How big
is this? This is a Mega Mat. Yeah. But there's one up from the Mega. There's another one from the Mega Mat that's like.
Bomb on the Mega Mat. The Super Duper Mat.
6x4?
It's something like it's huge.
I don't think this is 4x4. It might be 3. It's not. It's very rectangular.
I've seen photos of one on people.
More than 3 foot wide.
Yeah, it is very large.
That must be more than 6 foot long then.
Those are all suck.
Maybe. Yeah, they do, don't they?
6.
That'll be...
If I could reach both sides.
God, I can't add
about 6 foot.
AC 17.
My arm's bent. AC
17, dude.
You'll have to miss it.
So they all hit.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
I might have to make my own table.
The poor old writer. Good XP in this room. Feel the XP.
I think that'd be quite neat. If somebody made tablecloths that actually had kind of... like battle mats built in, but not actually writing
that's
on.
That's not why I'm doing it. It's for Christmas.
So 68
you can have a printed
Christmas special, yes. Good idea.
One
a
super polyglotty
friend. We've got some very nice tablecloths for our wedding. Unfortunately, our table doubled in size, so I don't think it fit now.
God damn it.
Actually going to be knitting...
A tablecloth.
No.
Helen's going to be knitting
my tablecloth.
She's knitting some woolen clothes for cats.
You like kidding, aren't you?
No. So you can shave your cats and put clothes on.
Well, apparently Neil has bald cats, and so she's going to knit some little woolen
jackets. Does she ever listen to the audio?
No, not that I know of.
Oh, we bought her the best Christmas present. I know we weren't supposed to do it and stuff, but we already had, and it's the best thing. It's a knitting thing. It's a calendar.
You know we can't really...
Oh, well, we know that. I've had this conversation with Helen. But we bought... it's like a tear a page away a day diary thing.
Oh,
it's got knitting patterns on
the wall. Oh, she looks really
like the origami one you got there
years
ago. That's like that one, but it's like knitting patterns.
You really didn't have to.
Right, go. Who's next? What? You killed that one.
I was too organised.
More than likely, unless it had more than 68 hit points.
It only has 45 total. And you've already done some.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Carrick.
Carrick.
Sanctuary!
Surprise, surprise. Who's next?
You can have to call you Quasimodo
do you
this way.
Do you cast that defensively?
Nope.
One.
Oh, it's...
One.
Oh. Just up his backside, just wiggles right.
Yeah.
Who's next?
F.
Suspended in the air.
Can I move as well that cast Sanctuary, actually?
Yes.
In theory, you can walk about.
Yes. I stop being flanked.
Yeah, well, you're moving yourself.
Yeah. Sanctuary then moving, yes.
And you'll still get to attempt an attack of opportunity, right? Will they not?
Yes.
They they'll still get an attempt at an attack of opportunity
and
if you move.
Make will saves.
I.e. they'll go to attack you and then realise they can't.
Well, well, let's do it now or do it when they do it on their attack round.
So,
yeah.
Yeah? Mm. And they both go for it. Where are you going? Are you running away?
Help, help!
I've got to go and hide behind the obelisk.
Yeah, okay.
Well. Okay. Will saves.
Not hiding, just being stealthy.
12, 9. They have plus 0 to their will.
Whoops.
That would have been new then, I would imagine.
12 might actually do it.
Oh. Oh dear.
It's the first level spell.
We have to reference the big 10
plus level spell plus the minimum intelligence or whatever required to use it, which won't give a bonus. So 12 actually makes it.
Yay!
Oh.
Damn it.
Only a standard hit. You've got to hit you now. 17.
No,
that's terrible.
Yeah, but Finn says no every time anyway, just in case you're
24.
Yeah, terrible. Stacks aren't good. Okay.
So then we're down to.
Ding ding ding.
We're on F.
Yeah, we're on F.
It's him moving.
The little spinning, glowing triangle above their heads moves over to the new one. This one is active. Bing, 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 bing.
You're on the corridor. He's invisible in the corridor.
Yes.
You've left the corridor and now stood with Phelan. But there's two of his mates with you. There's a normal guard on you, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Cast fireball at you.
Okay.
Ooh.
And it goes to cast it. Boom.
I'll let him.
You'll let him.
Does it just not work?
It on.
It doesn't work inside the area. How big is it?
Ball of fire.
And temper radius.
More importantly, where's Balanzar?
Well away. Isn't it the thing we don't have minis?
If it's centred on him, I don't think it goes off at all.
Does it not?
No.
Yeah. We need to check that.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it goes off and just doesn't affect him or whether it doesn't go off at all.
It's completely within his field. The little key won't explode.
Well, it depends on what the definition of his spell is.
They're only suppressed, not dispelled.
So, it goes
it doesn't
off,
go off until he's...
What's the radius of your...
10 foot.
So the 20. So basically, it's now.
I see, you used to give examples of where things worked and didn't.
So I assume it's a donut, is it? So we're having a donut.
Looks like it.
Donut round Richard and the guard.
But it depends.
On.
Because the centre of the effect won't work.
No. So it won't be able to donut.
So it probably won't be able to.
It's a pea that goes out, and then when it gets to the point, the pea explodes. If the pea doesn't. Explode, it doesn't go off, it just stays at P until...
Physics applied to magic.
No, that's just...
Yeah, fair enough.
If the P is suppressed, then there is
fair enough, he grumbles a bit more.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Suppressed P.
Bragdor.
Bragdor! Go for it!
Bragdor smash! Hasted Bragdor.
He's hasted as well.
Yeah. Bragdor hit on that last time, so Bragdor hits again.
Yeah. Hasted Bragdor.
Again!
And again.
Yes.
Bragdor hits twice.
Smash. Smash.
I'll just borrow Lindsay's D8.
Smash again, Dicey.
That's three. Ten for his base dice.
No, it wasn't you, it was me. Just falling over.
He's not that good. He's not plus a million.
He's pretty darn tooting good the first time we met him.
Sorry?
You clean your nails.
Yes, but we encountered...
What did I say you got to talk about? Ten. He's now got 24.
Nice. That's gonna
smack.
Hurt.
Smack!
Mm-hmm.
We're doing plus 7.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Mm. The spider looks a bit upset.
No kidding.
It's a bit embarrassing when the spider gets entirely by a henchman.
Yeah.
It is for this thing. This Balazar. Thing should be better.
Balazar.
This thing's challenge rating 10.
Right.
Bragdor's challenge rating.
Bragdor's
Balazar
has 3 levels. It's no, so it's about 7.
Balazar kind of noticed that his magic missile did not work on the flying spider.
He's
therefore changing
targets. The damage he does, if he's not that hard to hit. If she hits him, he's in trouble. But
changing targets because magic missile didn't work on Mr. Flying Spider.
No.
He's got shield.
The situation is strange.
Yeah, so Bragdor's.
Ooh.
Sorry.
That's all right. Who's
nice
that?
Tune. No idea. Mm,
better answer it.
Bragdor spider.
Bragdor spider.
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to have to come forward a wire because there's a curve in the corridor. You're going to have to come basically into the chamber because he's fighting it right on the cusp here. And if you're way down this corridor, you're going to have to
run. Well, who else is in my field of view besides floating spider?
Richard is a guard. Richard's sort of here.
Yeah.
Fighting with a guard.
Okay.
There's a spider on the roof up here. Yeah. Drider. The spider's here fighting Bragdor, and Lindsay's glued to Doppler's obelisk.
Right.
Oh, there's Finn.
And there's Finn, who I assume is somewhere near the pillar, and there's two guards following him.
Right. Oh, I'll move in towards Bragdor's big. Okay. Oh, actually, he can do the spider on his own, can't he? He's doing quite well.
He's going to die if it hits him. A couple of good hits.
Is he?
No, good. It's already hit him once, and it didn't do crap all.
Sodom, he's just an XP leech.
Let's go for the one that's on Finn. One of the two ninjas on Finn.
Ninjas. If only they were ninjas.
Okay.
Well, ninja.
Do I need to DC check on these as well?
Depends what you're doing.
Magic missile.
Yes, then you do.
Okay. 19 plus the rest.
That's fine.
All right. 2, 3, 6, 10, 12, 17 points.
Not bad. Yep, who's next?
Really?
He pops into existence when he casts, doesn't he? And
yes.
Then disappears again.
But then he's a standard wizard. He moves 5 feet.
Yeah, of course he does. Who's next? Failing.
Failing.
Who's glued to the top of the pillar?
Glued to the top. Hello?
Who was
sorry,
that?
It was my mum.
Hi, Lindsay's mum.
How dare she interrupt my sacred role playing?
That's like the first time my mum's ever called me on my mobile, and the fifth time my mum's ever called me while I've lived away from home.
Wow.
And I was just like, sorry, can't talk to you. Gotta go. Bye.
We're fighting some big spiders and men spider things.
Yes, it's you, by the way.
Oh, okay, right.
The lowest load type is check.
Yes, I do.
Under 20.
You can do it.
17.
That's good enough. You squirm free and down the pillar.
Yay. Do I hurt myself when I fall?
No, you're fine. You've got to control yourself down. You're at the bottom. Yeah, you can make a jumper check if you like.
It's not hard. Not hard. You can bang.
You're fine.
A lot.
You land at the bottom.
19.
You're okay, but you're free. Who's next?
Driders.
Hmm.
They want to go for a tea break.
Driders would love a tea break. Unfortunately, they're not getting one.
God's sake, it's quarter past two. We're well due for our lunch by now. Put a hold on this battle.
Yeah, well, see if
it is about time for
my union rep.
Well, one of the drivers said, I'll go looking for those slaves that have run up.
Yeah,
I'll be back in a moment.
Yeah.
Just let the driver on the roof disappears again.
Zip!
Driver on the roof.
driver on the roof.
Unless you're stopping that happening. He casts invisibility.
I can still see him if he. It's the invisibility instantly, or I don't care. I can still see what he's doing. Yeah.
Peekaboo! The one that's near Steve, having run out of lightning bolts, which he loved so much, casts a magic missile on you.
Beep, 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 beep.
And backs off a little bit.
Just wait till I get to the
distance. 11. He backs off as far as he can physically back off, knowing full well that you can actually charge at him.
Yeah.
And prepares himself.
Face his inevitable doom.
Yeah. They all surrender. Say,
well, that's it.
NG. Look, we'll just let you through the area. Stop killing us.
Okay.
Hmm. What do you want anyway? We're just looking for a way out. Over there, second left. Bugger off.
Oh, yeah, and no more slaves, because that's wrong.
Okay, just bugger off. Yes, we promise. Just leave. There we go.
Yes, we have three of our slaves. Invisible. Search a spot. Or listen.
You have to be close to them.
Yeah.
You can do listen.
Yeah.
You can do spot, though extremely hard.
Yeah.
You can cast see invisibility.
True seeing.
Or you can just hit them. Hit the square you think they're in. Pick a square, any square.
Pick a square, any square. Any square.
That you think they're in.
43rd from the left.
Oh, 1 in 8. And you're assuming that they're next to you.
And he might not even be next to him.
Well, he gets incrementally more difficult
the
further away they are.
Of the drow that were fighting Finn, peels off and heads towards the back of the chamber where he was.
in an attempt to find him and stab him in the eyes.
In which case I see it coming and move away from it.
Well, yeah, that's the idea. He's going to try and find you.
He must move silently away from him.
He's going to have to do it with a listen check, really.
In the sounds of battle. Bam, bam, bam. Clash, clash. Bing, bing. It's really quiet, these battles.
Very hard.
Yeah,
that's very hard.
It's in there somewhere.
What are you looking for?
How to spot on somebody who's invisible.
Greater what? Invisibility.
The other one goes for Finn.
Not three hearts.
Sanctuary!
You may try to make his will serve and gets 12. And Gressigon rolled to hit you and probably fails. 18.
Nowhere near.
God, these guys are terrible. They're very, very.
I'm becoming Uber Warrior of Doom and.
I don't know, team. You're not trying to expose.
I'll just roll with
it. I know it's really hard. Ooh.
What? He would have got 27 on his listen check.
Not enough.
Mm. Which isn't bad.
It's not bad. Not close.
It's not under invisibility.
And he knew vaguely where he was. Vaguely.
Just pass the books to Steve, it's easiest.
Mm. He'd love to be able to stab you, he really would.
What you need.
Well, unfortunately, he's very, very terrible.
Yeah.
He's pretty terrible.
Let's see. It's only because of who his mother is that he's got such a high and exalted rank.
Yeah, clearly.
No, it's
the fact that he's got 4 levels of rogue make absolutely no difference, it would seem. And you thought you wouldn't get any more drow.
Ooh,
what?
Well, locating the square individual creature occupies a spot check DC 40.
Keep trying. We're using his ears because he hasn't got spot. Has he got spot? He's got spot. Where is it? Oh, yeah, you've got a spot check as well. You failed that. You don't get a listen check.
I thought they did.
I thought so too.
It would well, it's not silence, so it's just a normal listen thing.
Yeah, it's just opposed to his move silently.
Okay, fair enough.
Can you move silently?
He is immobile.
Move silently.
Oh, good lord.
Not particularly now.
Yeah, technically if it was in the dark, he'd still get a listen check. It was total darkness.
If you were trying to look at someone who was in the total world, I think darkness. It'd be a lot easier to try and listen for
Than it would
rather than try and spot the small.
Unfortunately, there's lots of sounds of battle going on and big, bangy spells going off.
Yeah.
Not exactly quiet.
I wouldn't take time to find it.
Hmm?
I wouldn't take time to find it.
It will.
I don't know where the hell it is.
Right. We'll assume he's doing that action now. Who's next?
There's too many numbers on here.
Too many bad guys.
Go on, Richard. We're back to the top.
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Rounds and rounds and rounds. Is that 8 rounds of combat?
Yeah.
Wow. It's another big fight, kids.
Mm.
But this is, that's what happens when you piss off some guy who's got mates who then knows you're there and runs with his mates to find you. And he's a big spider that's getting beaten up by a Bragdo.
5 foot step thing. Greater invisibility.
Ding!
I hate you. When you fight like a normal guard,
yeah.
He has no hope at all of finding you. Who's next?
W. Tell me when they die, please.
I'll tell you when they die.
They're all on like 4 hit points each and they just refuse to die.
W goes for Bragdo.
Bragdo.
What a shame. Let's show it full retreat at this point.
Run away!
Bragdo's hasted.
Yeah, but he can't climb up a sheer wall.
He's got reach.
He's not small.
Didn't climb high enough.
She goes to bite him. And might well miss at that. No, she'll hit.
Mmm.
Doing a stunning 5.
Ooh.
And Bragdo easily saves his poison save.
Yeah, because he's an ogre.
Who's next?
Drow. The one that's left.
The normal drow.
Yeah.
Fighting the invisible person.
Thanks, Richard.
So, did you move, by the
way? Yeah. Okay.
You could have not moved, just to mock him.
He goes. Well, he's going to have to... You've done it now. But now we're going to have to wait for Steve to make a ruling.
I can't find anything on listening. It's all says plus 40 to their hide check.
I don't understand why you would hide. Why would you try and spot them? Plus 40 to their hide check.
If they're stationary, or plus 20 if they're moving. So plus 20 to his hide check.
So what if they move silently? Doesn't actually do anything then?
It doesn't make any difference if then you're invisible.
It used to be something ridiculous. You had to get over there... Move silently checked by God knows how much to actually pinpoint them by this.
Yeah.
But I can't even find that anymore.
Would that not be under blind fighting?
It's not. But really. Usually in battles it wouldn't even work anyway, because you're not going to hear somebody moving invisibly in battle.
Yeah. It's like plus 30.
Can you pinpoint an invisible sound while everyone's going bang, bang, fush, fush around you?
Bang, bang, fush, fush.
That is just you making that sound. To be honest, which does give them a bonus.
Unless it's in the DMG.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Such a simple game, Dungeons and Dragons.
Well, it is kind of. Just when you do complicated
stuff.
You could just not try and locate.
What, then they're all going to pile on him and beat the bejesus out of him. Trying to be fair.
They've all taken the 8-hour online course in the introduction to the Dungeons and Dragons game. It's so easy.
Trying to be fair.
Did you? I thought we were going to attack our website.
The wizards are going to be invisible.
What, to become an RPGA master level GM?
Herald, then you can become the master. You two can wear a special hat.
What?
You can use hearing to find an invisible creature.
Yay!
Listen check result at least equal to the invisible creature's move silently check result reveals its presence.
Right.
Practically impossible to pinpoint the location of an invisible creature. Mm. You've got to beat the DC by 20 pinpoints its location.
Okay. Make me move silently check.
Based on dexterity.
Oh, dexterity is 15 plus 2.
It can actually fail. I like that, dude.
11.
You need a 31 to spot him.
He didn't. He got a 27. But he's got an idea. He's sort of waving his dagger about.
but then he gets 50% of his
chance. Yeah, well, he's going to have to do something, isn't he? Otherwise, there's two wizards wandering about blasting the back of the party.
Otherwise, he looks stupid.
The other one will not find Richard on a 4. Yeah. Okay, who's next? After that gal.
Not you.
Go!
You know that bit where you say session 29 is an Uber battle? You have to write that for everyone.
Yeah. I charge the
wizard.
Mm-hmm. Yay! Ooh, dear.
Ooh.
I doubt it, that's 22.
Yeah. That's it. How you convert a 3 into 22 is quite impressive.
That hits.
Charge.
Go on, do damage, you probably killed him. You probably knocked him out.
I doubt it.
Probably have. Oh dear.
That's only 13.
From a 1?
Actually, he's on 0.
He falls down unconscious.
He's staggered. Who's next?
Me.
Yes.
Go.
Sanctuary.
I guessed. Some healing spell.
Magic
divine music. Power!
Wow!
Wow! You get all shiny.
Divine power.
Who's next?
F.
F's pissed off with you lot.
He's going home, taking his bat and ball with him.
Yeah, F's well annoyed.
Supposed to adenoid.
Gets really whiny.
Alkaloid.
Ooh, alkaloids. Very interesting. Hemorrhoid.
Not allowed to have celluloid in any toys.
A bit flammable,
really?
Is it?
It's flammable. We're also not allowed any highly flammable material. Although the standard fails to define what highly flammable means.
He sent us a nice storm on the guard at the back of the room.
Who does?
The guard on his side.
Yeah.
It depends.
Right.
He might not do.
He sends it near the wall at the back of the room, so he knows fine well they've got spell resistance. And he'd be an idiot to target Dark Elf.
Who's this?
Nah, but he still might not do.
Yeah. Mr. Dispel Pants.
Yeah.
Very pissed off with him.
Dispel Pants.
Oh, that's an interesting idea. Cash Richard as well. It might do.
I think so.
Basically, the idea is he knows you're looking for something. And he may as well try and catch it.
He's in the player's handbook of the company that shall be named.
My word with them at Dragonbury.
Yeah.
Then we may name them again.
We haven't named them for about 9 months.
No.
Surely it was from last Dragonbury.
It's only a 20-foot radius. Slander.
Yeah, that's almost
so
a year.
So that would be nearly a year. Yes.
But it wasn't until after the new year that we did that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing on the ceiling, the thing that's flying, is trying to cast Ice Storm.
Having a go.
Don't want that. Don't have him really going. No, I'll find a spell that.
I'm annoyed by having a dispel expert.
Eh? You're a little reactive counter spell.
What was it? Class level?
Yeah.
20.
Down. 11 plus 2 class level. 8.
Yeah,
9. You still made it anyway.
Yeah.
The caster's a level 9 sorcerer.
Wow.
Damn it.
Doesn't cast. Oh.
He gets a bit of snow. But it's just not good enough.
He's going to have to see a therapist after this, you know. He just can't let it off.
Who's next?
Bragdor. Go on, Bragdor. Smashy spider.
Miss.
Oh.
Hit.
Excellent. Squish.
Ooh, yeah. That'll be 20 total.
20 total.
Spider falls off the wall.
Dunk!
Surprisingly, not non-lethal damage.
Whoops.
Who's next?
Squishy spider. Say Balazar.
Mm.
Balazar! Somebody's trying to fight me, aren't they?
I can't believe that this is a shape changer and doesn't have any kind of resistances. Terrible is that. Most shape changers do. It's weird. To Arana.
Oh, okay. Why does it particularly matter?
A bit crap, isn't she? Okay. Considering she's got 6 rogue levels, it didn't really matter, did it? In a stand-up fight with an ogre, may as well kiss your ass goodbye, it would seem.
This one that's trying to find me.
Yes.
Cone of Collett's ass.
Might be a little aggressive, considering there's people behind him.
But he can just move to a point along there and then do it.
Yeah,
cone of cold. Action. Freeze, sucker!
My God. Got anything less?
Scorching
ray, perhaps, or something slightly less violent.
Well, yeah, but...
Seems far frighteningly worse.
Balazar has nothing if not about excess.
That's true, it's about the excess. Go on, then.
Freeze his head.
Right. How's he get
just from the neck up. Spell resistance, though.
Spell resistance.
This is reflex.
18 plus the rest.
That will work. Yeah. I've got a reflex save of reflex of 24.
I'll save.
Has he got evasion?
Yes, he does.
Don't bother.
He dodges out of the way of your cone of cold.
Wow! Amazing. Which is why you're Scorching Ray.
Oh, I'll try Scorching Ray next time.
Where's the shot? Failing.
Failing is free. Bragdor has just killed the spider.
I'm at the bottom of
crunch.
You are. Yeah.
With a There's wonderful a rider. Wonder in your hand.
There's a guy floating in midair.
Oh.
Looking incredibly pissed off.
Turn it into a piece of
looking
lawn.
Looking incredibly pissed off. And there's a few guards around the foot of the... not fucking 98.
If I get a 98, you'll have to pay me like £1 million.
No.
42.
Oh, no.
Not like 98. But not really.
Kind of like 98 in the fact that it's a number.
Two of us.
I know technically when you're writing in the decimal system it is written as two numbers.
Look quite nice.
Oh,
but 48 is a single number.
Well, but spell resistance roll.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yes. Make me spell resistance, please.
Me?
D20 and add 10.
Yeah.
14.
Oh, I've also.
The lightning bolt shoots out of the end of your wand, and before it hits him, vaporizes into the air.
Wow!
Not have a nice coruscating effect around
him. Yeah! In a big ball around him.
Plasma ball!
Who's next?
Perhaps some scintillating as well.
The one that's invisible and left.
I'll take it, there are two left.
Oh, yeah.
The one in front of me.
The one that's staggered. If he chooses to do anything, you'll either gut him or he'll fall unconscious.
We won't gut him.
Well, yeah, in a bludgeoning way.
Yeah, bludgeon his guts out.
Excuse me, here's your kidney, I'll just put it back.
In your mouth. He can't even take a 5-foot step to cast, can he? No.
He can, because 5-foot step's a free action.
Yeah, but then he collapses, doesn't he?
No, it's a standard action, he collapses.
He takes a 5-foot step and casts magic missile at you as his last ditch attempt to do anything. Having no healing powers whatsoever, he may as well. 8, 9, 12. Oh. And he then collapses in a pile.
Okay. That's alright then.
How are you doing?
1 hit point.
Oh! Oh, oh, oh.
You need some healing.
So lucky.
Someone somewhere needs to be there.
Who's? Oh, the drider on the ceiling.
One hit point left, but you're still standing.
You can see the drider on the ceiling. He is edging, sort of, slightly further over.
Running away.
He looks like he's about to cast a spell.
What spells are you casting?
Oh, yes.
It's magic missile.
Okay.
He targets failing with one.
Ooh!
For 11 points of damage.
Yeah.
Who's next? And appears again on the ceiling. Thinking, fuck!
Why is that?
Yeah.
NG.
NG. Oh, by the way, W's dead. Oh, you got that.
No good.
NG, no good. Yeah, how many NGs? Oh, we've got them both. One of them continues to try and find Bowser.
Okay.
He moved, didn't he?
Is that NG for Ninja God? Mm-hmm.
So he only needs 20.
They are Ninja Gods.
Which he gets?
Just... Well, no.
Oh, no, he needs to beat it by 20.
Yeah.
No, don't worry, he got 20.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he failed badly.
20.
The other one.
Possibly.
There's somebody over there.
Yeah, he knows there's definitely someone there.
Sanctuary!
He just missed his Coney.
Fails, fitly. Desperately wants to. You can see the anger rising as he desperately wants to stab you.
You are remembering the penalty for the bright, shiny light!
Yes, he's remembering the penalty for the bright, shiny light. Mm. It's not just helping.
About to cave his skull in.
Who's next?
Pretty normal drow left.
Normal drow.
Yes,
one. We'll now attempt to locate Richard.
Everyone keeps buggering off or vanishing.
No. He's not even gonna. Who's next?
Me.
Go on then.
So what's left? You have one hit point. How about some healing?
There's a guy floating in midair.
Me.
There's a drider stuck to the ceiling above, sort of, the obelisk. There's failing by the obelisk. There's a dead spider thing by Bragdor. He looks like he's about to bite into it. There's Finn standing going and praying.
All holy.
Looking very holy and stuff. Shiny. And there's a guy trying to stab him, getting very frustrated.
How far away is Finn?
Probably around about 80 feet from the obelisk. So we'll say about 80 feet.
Oh, charge along. Doing Finn then.
Still hasty. Yeah. Ooh, nice.
That'll hit.
Yep.
That's a 36.
Shockingly.
Nice. That's 17. Subdual.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. Who's next?
Finn.
I'll have a look at him.
He's looking ragged.
Very.
With bits hanging off.
Bits.
Let's see. What's my fourth level here?
Cure manky wounds.
Critical. Cure critical, it's 48 plus a lot.
No, nice. I'll do that then.
48 plus a lot.
Nice.
Plus one.
10. 14. Yeah. 16 plus 11.
27.
27.
Woohoo! 28 hit points.
Sting!
Feeling better.
There you go, it's great damage.
Whoa.
I still have two fourth level spells left.
Nice.
To sacrifice. I was saving Pact of Martyrdom, but. That probably would have been slightly
next.
More than me. Does me no good if I render myself unconscious.
F.
Or dead.
No. F's well pissed off with you lot.
They should surrender. Submit themselves to our will.
I was thinking it might be a good plan.
Polly! Oh, okay.
What would Lolf think if you surrender?
Maybe you could just parley. We didn't surrender, we had a chat. Found out the guys just wanted to pass through. You know, so we thought,
They were also somewhat opposed to being sacrificed on your altar.
Yes.
Oh, options.
Do you have a check mool handy?
One of them didn't even feel swayed by the heat.
Ooh.
At all. What?
At all. What? You like it hot?
I don't care.
Oh!
You're swimming in it.
Good swimming. Lava swim. You just walk across the lava.
Oh, what's the problem? Hurt my tummy.
Your stomach will be broadcast around the world.
Which is a worry. What does maximising do?
Maximises
it? Increases the amount of damage it does to maximum.
Right.
Ooh, that's
probably
nice.
Can't do anything greater than level 1.
Has a scroll of maximised magic missile written to 9th level. Mm-hmm.
Nice. The, Maximundo.
25 points.
Yeah. He pulls a scroll out and starts reading from it, gesticulating in Steve's
You burn direction. His scroll!
Don't lie you.
Burn the scroll!
No? Five big glowing green balls blast into him. 25 points damage. Mm-hmm. Well, using gear.
Oh dear.
So he's just having it.
Yeah. He floats upwards a little. Higher.
With the 34 spellcraft, can I tell that was maximised?
Yeah.
Yes. That was maximised.
He drops the paper to the ground.
Ragdoll.
Ragdoll turns around and charges the back of the guard that's trying to find Richard.
I got 43.
Ragdoll. He hits him, actually. And hits him with a charge.
Yay.
Oh, dear.
Hello, Ragdoll.
Good, Ragdoll.
Oh, he's not going to kill him. He only does 11 points of damage.
Oh. Crush!
Who's next? Bet you're glad you brought Ragdoll along.
Balzar.
The gentleman who was not hit by the lovely, lovely cone of cold.
Yes. You're going to try and hit him with something else?
Yes.
Go on then.
Scorching ray. Go Very on. Good. Bit of cold, bit of heat. Mm-hmm. What do I need to do? A ranged touch attack on him?
Ranged touch attack. First, twice.
Twice? Okay.
Where's the ranged touch?
Probably not. I don't know.
It's the one without his armor.
Yeah. 13.
13, yeah.
That's more than likely.
And do it again. Oh! Nope. Sucks to be me!
And then you need to roll spell resistance. Spell resistance, I do believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
9 plus.
That should get it. 19?
Yep, good.
Okay.
So it's 46.
46? Woo! Oh dear. So, didn't like the cold. Love the heat! 6, 8. 12, 16 points.
He falls to the ground.
Try and find me, will ya?
You look invisible.
Just
so.
Follow the line of flame.
Who's next?
Valen.
Valen, what are you doing?
See, I'm doing quite well, I think, with my one. I haven't killed anybody yet.
No. The thing that's up in the air is now floating slightly higher to the roof.
So I don't know if to give up before I kill somebody. Or to keep going, because I haven't killed anybody yet.
Well, if you aim your Rod of Wonder at the flying thing in the middle of the room, then that's all you're going to get.
It's a good distance away from everyone else.
Yeah, I'm liking
either
that.
Either going to affect it or you.
53. Oh dear.
Okay.
He's not.
Okay. Doesn't matter anyway.
Nothing happens.
What
you feel the rod activate, but nothing happens. Enlarge person.
Enlarge
person. Fortunately, he's not a person.
Who's next?
One within 60.
I bet he disagrees with me. I am a person, I'm a free being.
Dryders?
Yes, there's one on the ceiling.
We're probably glad that one didn't work.
The one on the ceiling begins to cast invisibility. That's his last spell of that level.
Help!
He disappears. You hear the sound of scuttling across the ceiling.
Run away! Is he actually running away?
Sounds like he's leaving.
NG.
I can see.
Yes, he's running away. NG.
Yeah.
He's going to try and find Valazar again. Because it's all he really can do.
Didn't you kill that one?
Yeah, I killed that one.
The angry one.
The angry one trying to hit Finn. He's going to try and hit you. He's going to ignore you. He's definitely going to hit you. No, he's definitely going to miss you.
Woo-hoo.
Or not even try to attack you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're on to Aaron.
I'll try.
Do you have any rounder level spells up?
Tell me when we get to the bottom of the round again.
Do you have any rounder level spells up?
Rounder level.
Yes.
Great revisit.
But I didn't cast anything on my first cast of attack.
Shield, that was fine.
Shield, yeah.
Tell me when we get to the bottom of the level again.
I'll try reciprocal Gaia on the guy who's floating.
What does that do?
Does damage per number of spells he's got cast himself.
Very nice.
I like that.
Now you're going to make me figure it out, aren't you?
Yep. The total number of levels of spells he's got cast on himself.
Okay. He has a shield spell.
Greater invisibility is 4th level.
And he has mage armor.
First level.
It's not a greater invisibility, is it?
Isn't it even? Oh, no, he's not invisible.
That's just normal invisibility.
He has 2 levels of spells coming at the moment.
Plus floating?
Oh yeah, flying. Sorry. My apologies.
Which is a...
That's 5 then.
Yeah, 5 levels of spells.
Bit of a difference.
Okay,
apologies. Going mad. I will save.
That's the end of the work.
You will save. Very optimistic.
I will save.
Yep, will. We'll save for half.
You need to make me a spell resistance check first.
No?
No. Why?
Because there's no spell resistance on it.
Because it's cheeky. Special.
We'll serve.
That's will for half.
We'll serve of 13.
Oh, won't get the message. Not against his spell.
Go on.
Okay, so that's... So he's got 5 levels of spells up.
Just take those D100s and roll them all.
Oh! 18 points of damage. And must make a fortitude save.
Yeah.
Or whimper.
I'll be dazed for 1d6 rounds.
What does dazing do?
Oh. It would allow it.
Fort
serve. Probably means you can't do much.
No, fort serve's failed. How many damage did you do?
18.
Mm. He's a minus into dazing, isn't he?
He's unable to act normally and take no actions, but has no penalty to AC.
Can't do anything.
Nothing.
Just hangs there.
3 rounds.
Great. Poor man. However,
while we throw rocks at him.
While you throw rocks at him.
Well, it gives me 3 turns with my wand.
Yes, it does. You could turn it into a piece of lawn furniture.
Mm.
Now that would
fall. Man, I was going to make him run.
Was there a trail left?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, there is.
I thought there was.
There was one that was looking for Richard. Which Bragdor's now attacked.
Mm.
He's going to have a go at Bragdor. And miss.
Okay.
Crap, I don't go!
It's me.
Yep, what are you doing?
Full attack. You're right in front of me.
Okay.
Right. He falls asleep.
Not the cleric anymore! I know, well... Right, again, that fell off. It's a 20. Okay. Oh, evil 3, it's 20.
And he's flanked.
Yeah. It doesn't matter really, does it?
Ooh, pair of 16!
You only have 11 hits left.
Oh, okay.
Who's next?
The minimum of lot.
Sleep, Phil.
Carrick.
Go.
18, 22.
Just shutting around
33 hit points back.
Ooh. Who's next?
F.
F hangs in midair. Who gently begins to very, very slightly inch backwards away from the party.
Bragdor.
Bragdor
throws his club at the guy in there.
Smashes the guy that he was fighting. For whatever my... Where's my d8 gone now? It's there. Into the ground.
So that was the standard drain, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's all of those.
Yep. Balazar.
Who's left? No one. There's the guy hanging in midair.
Floaty guy.
Is he invisible?
No.
No. What have we got left?
Oh, just use the crossbow. Use your crossbow on him.
Yeah, I'll hold monster.
Shoot with your crossbow.
Yeah, I'll shoot with the crossbow. What the hell? Hey. Enough of these spells. Let's get back to the meat.
50 feet in the air.
Stay still. Thanks.
Yeah. Joking.
There we go. Give him a shot. The door. 11. Plus 7 is 18.
Your spells didn't go down, did they?
No.
Then you missed.
Oh!
Where
I was angling his shield.
What?
Where he was angling his shield.
He's angling it towards the party.
We surround him.
Twang!
Next.
Next time, Spider Boy.
Armor, by the way. Without shield.
God, where are we?
Failing. Shield that we see.
Two.
Two. Two. Four.
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 Four. Yeah.
Failing?
Failing. Failing. Go on, you know you want to.
It's poor man.
He's not a man.
49.
Oh, same last person again.
No, it's not. I think it's a stream of butterflies.
Oh!
I just passed it.
Killer vampire ninja butterflies.
Yeah.
I brought a 9, swing with 600 large butterflies.
You just know that too well, Steve.
Yeah. I saw it before. Yeah. Just blinding everyone, including the wielder, within 25 feet.
Oh, so you blinded yourself with giant butterflies. 14.
Make a reflex serve.
You haven't blinded
yourself.
In fact, yourself
anyone anywhere near the...
I have a reflex of 15 anyway.
That's fine.
Someone's
making
roll
a 1, it's fine.
Yeah, anyone near the pillar, make me a reflex.
Yeah, I made it. Yeah.
Butterflies fly around.
Ooh, pretty.
I made them!
Everyone knows that drow and drivers are afraid of butterflies.
Yes. Yes. The driver.
You, Richard sees him running very quickly across the ceiling.
Okay, end of the round.
Oh, good. Okay, I need something else in.
Big bad air seagulls.
Initiative, thank you.
Ooh, something new.
Of 10.
Not 2.
I'm afraid so.
Descriptive.
Nasty.
Aye.
Right. Okay, so we're back up to Aaron.
Hang on. I have to negotiate with Steve. You have seen visibility up.
Yep.
Can he see this?
What does it say?
That.
It says that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not. There, are they? Oh, yeah. Aha. Got it.
Just when you thought the fight was finished.
Yeah. You see something that looks like an amorphous, the very dim outline of an amorphous humanoid, quite large, about as big as Bragdor, heading in very quickly.
From where?
Well, seems to be sort of vaguely flying over the ground.
Vaguely flying huge humanoid. Heading in from where?
It's heading in from right around here. It's coming down here.
Most planes, perhaps?
Yeah, knowledge planes will do.
No plane on knowledge.
No, sounds like demons to me.
Oops. There's something
wicked this way coming.
Quickly, describe it in a very accurate and thorough manner.
That's all it sees.
Yep. No.
It's an amorphous, dim outline of a large humanoid-ish figure.
Large being how many feet?
That's big. About as big as Bragdo.
Are you seeing it in the real world or an invisible world?
Can I tell the difference?
I don't
know.
Probably not.
No.
It adds an additional filter, doesn't it?
Oh dear.
Who's next?
It's Aaron.
Oh yeah. Sorry.
Oh. Talking's a free action.
Yeah, talking is a free action.
Let's discuss it thoroughly.
Time out. Maybe short.
Time out.
Short sentences.
What could it be?
I think it's something from the demon planes. From
is
what
it
you described.
Is it a giant spider?
It's a giant humanoid.
Using my exceedingly good knowledge of dungeoneering, or knowledge planes, which I have. 15, that's at least 22, if not 23.
Might be an invisible giant.
Could be an invisible giant, but I bet it's a demon big thing of nasty
25
evilness.
Planes.
You're going to have to be able to see it, really. You can have it described, but it could be anything invisible. If you can't see it, you can't identify it.
I'm assuming it's
a vague description of there's an invisible thing kind of over there. It's kind of difficult to ID.
Acid arrow, but
very good.
It's a ranged touch attack, isn't it?
I'm not making an assumption it's a big invisible demon.
Gosh, it's not very good, is it?
Or a big invisible giant. It's a big invisible monster. Let's put it that way.
It's going to make me look up this.
Okay.
Lordy Lord.
Ooh, unless it...
Unless it does this. What? In which case we need to do this.
And this and this. And possibly this.
Then it will be dead and we will win.
I cannot believe the amount of bloody monsters you lot have managed to fight in one fight. And they've all come from other rooms because you set off that naffin pillar.
You went, ah, let's go and attack them.
Ooh. Yeah. Effectively.
It had writing on it. We were interested.
I feel kind of ill.
Do you know when the last time we read anything?
I haven't rolled search.
No, you've not rolled a search. And it's going to really depress you. I'll show you the map. There are hardly any doors.
You searched the lava.
Well, no, there's something that looks like a power plant over here.
I didn't know that we got
We're in the lava.
Yeah, you're on map M.
Fantastic.
Was there a door through through to where we
are? No, there's just a big break in the wall. There are some doors at certain points, but... No. Go for it. That's an arrow.
Hit with stats for you.
That's my base attack bonus plus dex, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's 10... 19.
That'll hit.
Large. Okay, how much damage does an offset arrow do?
2d4.
Plus...
Another 2d4.
Later.
Next round. Next round, and the round after, and the round after that.
Okay.
Wow. Why does he get so many mouths on?
Fire cast it up.
So out of 4.
That is your 1 digit minimum. Points.
Oh no, I'm not. I've got Ice Storm.
Ice Storm is an area of effect.
Nice.
Who's next?
That
would
be...
nice if it charges into combat with us.
Go!
What's left?
This alleged invisible thing. A guy suspended in midair.
The player's handbook.
Nothing else. Oh, an invisible driver scurrying away. You fought a lot.
Brace for impact.
Brace for impact. Oh boy.
Yeah.
Set teeth versus charge.
Quite possibly. I will hold my action to hit anything that hits me.
Very good.
That's not a healing spell.
Mm-hmm. Everyone gathered together.
Who's next?
Me.
Yes, Gag.
Cool. Everyone we've all gathered together into a nice clump, haven't we?
Probably
to point and insult the...
Well, I don't think anybody's moved yet.
No.
Not yet.
Oh. Are you starting to gather into a clump?
Well, you could say gather into...
useful spells, but not
you say gather into a clump then, and we'll gather into a clump.
You hunch down and look clumpy.
Yes, gather together. Gather to heal everyone.
Just say gather to me.
Quickly, gather to me. That'll do.
Alright, holding your action for something.
I will hold until everyone gathers near me.
And then you will cast some healing spell.
And then we all hastily do that, being hastily
healed. And then I will...
No, we...
Initiate six healing.
We're not hasted anymore. No. It's
been
that long.
You first-hand combat, didn't you?
Yes.
We're not hasted anymore.
Wow. Okay, we go normal speed.
Next.
Hey, you might become visible soon.
In a while. Later. Bragdor. Oh no, F. Hangs there limply.
Hangs limply in the air.
Bragdor.
Bragdor.
But that is F's third round of hanging limply, so next time.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes.
Three rounds. No, that's his third, because he went after me.
Bragdor pulls a javelin out of a bag.
Nice.
Lobs it in the air.
Go on, Bragdor.
And misses.
Yeah.
Stick quite miss. Well apart from
that. Yeah.
Took spider
out, that was impressive. Fashion stuff he's taken out of the creature. Tell by himself, pretty much.
Aye.
We've got that's visible.
Me.
And you and Lindsay. Lindsay's by the pillar. You're in the room near him.
Well, I'm by the pillar.
It's probably going to go for one of you two, I would suspect, because you look like obvious.
There's three
fighters.
Visible people are quite near to the pillar.
Yeah.
Seeing as I was backing round the pillar to get away from
Uno,
the
two, three. Oh. It's you. Mm-hmm. I'll put Lindsay in that as well. You feel a sort of breath of air behind you.
It's attacking you.
Try to attack me, so I try to attack it.
Okay. You turn around and swing at blank air.
Yeah, I have to choose which square it's in.
No, it has a 10-foot reach.
Wow. It's big. Okay. I don't know.
You swing, and it swings at you. Probably misses very badly. Yes, it does. It only gets 20.
No. Nowhere near.
Who's next? Can't even hit you.
Balzar,
what you doing?
What's left to see?
There's a guy hanging in the air, that's all there is.
And that's the one that really had a good time with my magic missiles, wasn't it? Because they just bounced off his shield.
Yes.
Which they will likely do again. I'll try and twang him with a crossbow then. How far away is he?
50 feet up. Maybe about 20 feet over.
Using Pythagoras.
Using Pythagoras' theory.
Forget it.
Twang.
Twang.
Damn, I'm out of
twang.
Practice with this crossbow.
There we go. You've just seen that your dragon friend has tried to attack something behind him, but you can't see what it is.
I would stick with Spider in the Air guy.
Thief?
What are you going for?
How much do you like your character, Steve?
He likes this one quite a bit.
Almost everybody. Well, Finn's also nearby.
As are you.
As are you. Because they're near the obelisk.
How close do the others go? We can't be that. Can't be that close to.
Why?
Carrick shouted, to me, fellows."
Oh yeah.
Can I cast my second spider climb and climb up back up to the top of the others?
Yeah, if you want to, it's sticky up there, though. Webbing on it.
Do you have to cast it? I thought it was part of your belt.
It's part of my belt. Yeah,
it takes an action. Yeah.
It's sticky on the top.
What's the duration?
10 minutes. Oh, it's probably still active.
Still going.
Oh,
yeah.
10 minutes level.
Yeah. Is there a wall near me?
The nearest wall's about 10, 15.
Can I get a Bragdor to throw me up onto the ceiling?
Bragdor's a bit further away.
You could go for the floating spider guy, because he's still...
Yeah, I'll go for him again.
I'm taking 20 feet from Steve, then.
Why?
Otherwise you wouldn't be able to do this.
Okay, 36.
What? Is it a bad thing for the caster?
What? What? Which item?
The item, I assume.
Oh, the
rod.
Really?
Take my rod away from me and you'll be sorry.
Item looks ridiculous.
Okay, so anything you
think? Yeah, item.
An item.
Yeah. An item. Any item I like.
On the target, I would expect.
On the target. His dagger begins to shriek and wail.
Oh, really?
He looks vaguely disturbed and vaguely drunk. like a drunk who's just realised he's sitting in something nice and warm and then realises he's made it.
Dryder
runs some more.
Okay.
And that Dryder can. Is that Dryder part of the Dryder? The hanging Dryder?
No. That wasn't the hanging Dryder, was it? No. What are you doing? Dude.
There's nobody's actually followed any instructions.
What? No, Finn's activation didn't go off, did it?
No.
What are you doing, Finn?
I'll cast Cure Light on you. Ooh. Do I still have plus 5 max on?
Yes.
So that is 9.
The spell you cast is very broken.
Boy, this is one combat.
So you're getting into fights now, but you've cleared out half quarter of this area now. Because they've all come to you.
How efficient is that? Woo, come to us one and all. Right, so then it's Richard.
Me? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cast that wonderful spell.
What's that? It's another 4 points.
Yep.
Hello.
Desperately searched through my spell list.
I'll try and... Sorry, I'm used to shooting at it.
I know, this is... We're running out of goddamn spells!
Actually, I've still got a few. But
I could heal 21. It.
21.
Let's see. Do you have precise shot?
No.
Okay, hang on. I'm a class 17.
Ooh.
He's going to hit you, I believe. Oh, it's not. It's going to miss everybody.
Yeah,
because
it's behind.
Yeah.
I'm not providing cover.
No.
It's behind.
But you're still
and also, you're 10 feet away.
Firing into combat without that mask off cover. Yeah. So
I didn't learn Everard's tentacles today.
Okay.
What does he hit?
Equal long class.
Yeah, he hits. Just because it's -4 firing combat. Yeah. You hit.
Okay.
Because I got 17. Yes, you hit it.
Go on.
For 1 point of damage.
Oh, after all,
I was thinking you'd be immune to this stuff. But you know.
Pink!
Who's next?
Me.
Go on, do something.
Not me. No? Forget that. It's guy on 13.
Guy on 13.
F.
He wakes up!
He
drops his dagger,
which has been screaming,
and begins to cast a spell.
Spells are counter. 34.
Invisibility.
How many times is it
Please
a sorcerer?
Do. He disappears and yeah. You hear him shoot away. Yeah, he's a sorcerer. Well, you see him start to fly off.
He's defeated, though.
Well, essentially, kind of.
Well, yeah, he's fleeing, then he has been defeated in battle.
Right, I'm not going to give you his ex. Well, I suppose I should. Well, I'll think about it.
He can come back and fight.
Well, yeah, he can. You'll probably encounter him later, is the point.
No, but we. Him. Well, it's up to him, really. You've encountered him and moved
back. Ragdor. Ragdor's a bit grumpy that everything seems to have disappeared. And starts meandering back to the party.
Time to hit the big invisible thing.
Ragdor the dead fangs together.
He heads towards the spider with a hungry look in his eye.
Tasty spider.
Actually, he doesn't. Spider tastes manky themselves about. He drags it, starts to drag an elf along, sort of puts his foot on the shoulder and begins to pull.
There aren't that many dead ones.
No.
No, they're unconscious.
No, there aren't, are there?
Pulls it out of the socket.
He picks one up and looks at it limply and starts to pull on its arm.
Ragdor, no!
Ragdor
Put it down!
Ragdor makes a strength check and the arm comes free.
Spurty, spurty.
He puts it in his mouth and starts walking back.
Okay. Next.
Me.
Yes.
Naughty Ragdor!
No sound checks in this game.
I turn round to face the direction that we hit from last time.
Yes.
Spirit of Ragdor, not to do that again. They're still alive.
You didn't know that.
They're still warm.
Yeah, but only recently dead, of course. They're still warm.
I mean, dead. Yeah,
he shouts sorry and waves the arm and puts it back in his mouth.
I step forward and try and hit the thing in front of me.
Yep. Is he going to attack it off? Is that going to its range?
Nope.
No, it does, because you're already in it.
Yep.
Yep.
20.
Will hit if you can hit it.
Oh. Evens will hit.
Nope.
Oh, Lord. Fazy-wazy.
More than 20.
Evens hits, yes.
Very good.
Whatever the strange creature be. Nice roll.
Is it evil?
No.
Of course it is. No, it's not evil. Okay. Wow.
Question.
It's 19 damage.
What question? Are these immune to subdual at all? I would suspect they're entirely immune.
I couldn't tell you.
I'll have a look.
No.
At the back now. I hate how they redid the book and just moved it around. Yeah. Just as you got comfy with one, they moved everything about.
Have you heard the rumours they're preparing to release 4th edition in
a while? Yeah, it'll never happen. Not for a few more years.
No, apparently these are stronger rumours.
They'll milk it for a while longer yet.
Okay.
Remember, the same people who own D&D also own Magic the Gathering. Remember what happens with Magic the Gathering every couple of years.
Like every 3 weeks.
A cool rule sets come out.
Anything there.
Every couple of years.
Unless it's under that.
Times like this, I wish I hadn't wasted my true sleep.
Yeah,
so it would have been invisible. Yeah. A subdual. Bloody subdual. Learn what it does.
There you
go. Stop like, using it.
It could be entirely immune to stage damage.
Fair enough.
Our frontline fighter is completely unable to cause any damage to it.
Run away!
Possibly.
Run away! It might not be, of course. Constructs. We need more of those. And goo and oozes and stuff.
Undead.
Yeah.
Undead shouldn't be submitted to subdual.
I don't think they are.
Well, it depends what subdual damage actually
it's buffeting
does.
Buffeting and bruising and shaking your skull about.
Actually, that conscious. Might, because if it's an organic being that moves using muscles and joints, if you're doing damage to those.
It's more like nervous damage that knocks it unconscious. How are we doing, Steve?
Yeah, but nerve damage damage affects motor movement, so it doesn't matter whether it's dead or alive,
held by,
it's still
moving. Generally, things like zombies are animated by magic, aren't they? Not by motor and muscles anymore.
Yeah. Skeletons. You can't say anything to do with muscles.
That's true. Saying that description of not lethal damage.
Did it say what isn't? No. It doesn't say what's not affected.
No.
But some things aren't affected, are they?
Yeah, I do believe it says in the description.
Oh. Okay, give me something that's not affected.
I don't know.
Golems. Yes?
Probably.
Stone golem. Will not be affected by lethal damage. Let's see. Stone golem. Slow. Immune to magic.
I just thought I could only get rid of Steve.
Oh, it'd be in the construct sometime, wouldn't it?
Just stand there for ages.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Completely immune. Breath weapon.
What does Pearl of Power do?
Construct traits.
Pearl of Power?
Pearl. The Pill of Power.
Let you memorize extra spells.
Well, no. Lets you recall a spell.
Lets you recall
the power.
Oh, fantastic. So if I've got a Pearl of Power 2, which I do have,
mm-hmm.
that means I can...
Recall a spell that you have already cast.
Fantastic.
Second level.
Of second level. Yeah. Oh, that's alright. That's good. Forgot I had that. Must remember that.
Do you cast any second level spells?
Yeah, I've cast Scorching Ray.
It does. Construct not subject to critical hits, non-lethal damage, ability drain, fatigue, exhaustion or energy drain.
So that actually says. So yes, it can to whatever creature it is.
Very strange, because I would suspect it wouldn't be.
But there you go.
That's very wrong.
Rules is rules.
That takes 19 points of damage from it.
Yes! Go, dragon creature!
And I hit again.
Omegly Tendus does it again.
Nice! Hit.
We'll have a long discussion about this, because I think the rule's wrong for this one.
But there you go.
But there you go.
16 the rules damage. Have spoken.
Apparently they have.
So that's 35 altogether.
Okay, it's still about. Who's next?
It.
Whatever it is.
It rules to hit you. That's all it can do.
It could stop for a chat if it's not evil.
It isn't evil. It misses with both.
Yay.
Balazar is considering his options. What is left in the room?
It's something he's fighting, you can't see.
Right. So that's not much good to me if I can't see it, really.
Fireball it.
No, I've used my fireball today.
Well, if you only have one fireball, how many level 3 spells have you got? You must have crap loads of level 3
level
spells.
3? I've only got 4 of them.
What else have you learned?
Haste.
Yeah.
Fireball of Haste.
What level rare is demonic enhancer?
Fourth.
What are your other
Fireball, ones? Haste, and usually greater magic weapon, plus stinking cloud is what I usually trot around.
Yeah.
So, and there's nothing really to hit at, as far as because everything else has run away. You're fighting something, but I can't see it. I could just do an area effect, couldn't I? But you're there.
Ice Storm. I think that's the only area of effect you've got left, isn't it?
Ice Storm is the only one I have left.
Kill me.
Yeah.
It's not the friendliest of spells. No, <I'm guessing. laughs>
You haven't known Balazar long, have you? Woohoo! I'm really not sure. I might just have to... Oh, flipping heck, hold action, because I can't see what he's attacking.
Well, hold action for what?
Well, I don't know, because it's like...
In the hopes it suddenly becomes visible.
Well,
and then I'll twat it one.
Otherwise, I can just randomly shoot a crossbow bolt in your general direction.
Is there something there? Why don't you use Richard to cast Fairy Fire on it?
That's a first level spell, though, isn't it? Not a cantrip.
I have to be able to see it to use Magic Missile, yeah. So I can't Magic Missile.
Drow get it as a natural ability.
I'm a bit out of possible offensive items on the invisible creature you seem to be attacking, to be honest. So I'll just hold and wait.
Okay. But next
to do what?
In the hopes it becomes visible, and then you can twat it.
I could do Hold Monster, but I don't know if that's an area for to see it in order to hold it.
You need to target it.
Well, you could hold for that, it become invisible and you casting Hold Monster.
Yeah. Is that failing?
Hello. Hang on, one second.
Can't hold it much longer! My fingertips are getting hot!
I'm going to just carry on using that one. I'm simply doing it.
There's nobody there to use it on.
Is there not?
The thing has run away.
It turned invisible and ran away.
Yeah.
Well, it turned invisible.
And flew away.
It turned invisible and we don't know what it did. Yeah.
Flew away.
Okay.
Oh, where?
Reaction.
Steve's character seems to be hurt. The half dragon seems to be fighting something.
I'll hold my action in case it comes visible. Because I can see that you're fighting something, so.
Who's next?
Carrick. Let's see if we can all spot it or listen for it.
It's good. He'll charge into combat with the invisible beast. I've got this spell that makes me shit hot fire.
Right, it's active as well.
Get in there! I charge in and smack it.
Can I try and listen for it?
Okay, you need to
Try and look at it.
Well, it's there, where he's biting.
It's a giant creature, isn't it? It's like, it's invisible, but it's like 15 foot tall.
What absurdly high roll do I need?
You need to beat it. Depends what you're doing. If you... is it moves silently, isn't it, is the easiest way?
Yes, unless it's moved.
What do you mean?
It's moved, it's the same. Move silently or hide, Jack.
It will have moved. It's moved.
Right, so it's... in which case it's the same.
17 I got.
Won't you do it? Don't even bother rolling.
Don't bother rolling. Okay. Just don't.
He gets plus 20.
Oh, yeah.
No. What, to hide?
Yes.
Which I think is only fair.
It's only a plus 15 to move silently.
I didn't take listen.
Who's next?
I took alchemy and spellcraft and knowledge arcana and knowledge religion and knowledge of the plane.
Well, you'd be great at a lab, but crap fighting invisible monsters.
Aaron.
Okay.
Make it visible.
I wish I could. Okay. That's 7 points of damage.
It dissipates. And disappears.
And it's dead.
Okay.
Now, everyone gather round!
I've got an action still.
Yeah,
because that's not an action.
That's just something you did 3 rounds ago.
Yeah.
Huzzah!
There's not much else to do.
Well, rejoice!
I've been heading over to
the people that are still invisible are still here.
There's no one left around, is there?
Everyone else is flying.
Everyone's. Okay, that's this area clear. I should do with a rest.
Now, clean.
Yes, I think we could.
Where are you
resting?
We're gathering around Carrick first.
We're not resting as yet. There's healing to be done.
Yes.
I'm sticky.
Right. Yeah, a little bit sticky.
Right. So we want this divine vigor, yeah?
No, it's sacred healing.
Right.
Everyone's gathered around.
I cast that a lot. How many turnings do I get, actually?
Yeah, you get 3 plus your prisoner bonfire plus any extra turning attempts.
So that's 6 plus 1 extra turning.
That's 10.
I should write that down.
10 turning attempts.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh.
Not bad.
Who's actually injured, apart from me?
Right, gather round if you're injured.
You might want to do it away from these...
Yeah!
Well, Bragdor, collect all the unconscious people into a pile and don't eat them!
Ooh. Yet.
Bragdor's hungry. Can I have some spider?
It's dead.
Don't taste nice, Z's.
He waves the,
the arm.
Now reasonably skeletalized arm.
I purify the flesh of the spider.
Oh, nice.
Eat the spider. Where is Airy? Eat the spider.
Okay.
No.
Bragdor wanders over to the spider. Make me a spot check.
Is he a scavenger then, do you think? Or is he affected by something?
As he's scavenger, he'll eat anything.
19!
Yeah. He starts to
chow down.
Hack at the spider.
Break off a leg. Chew on that.
Mm. It's a tasty spider now, I've purified it.
Yes, tasty.
He seems to be reaching in underneath and seems to pull out what looks like a humanoid arm and starts chewing on it.
From where?
Not what the spider's eaten. Look!
He picks up the spider and waves it at you. One humanoid arm's hanging out from underneath it. The other one's in his mouth.
It's had a humanoid arm sticking out of it.
But it's tasty.
It's not a spider.
Okay, I'll bother about that.
I think it's what's happening to those people in the other room. There you go.
Okay, examine it. The arm's actually attached.
Is it like a turducken then? It's just one creature inside another creature.
Okay. It's dead.
Turkey, duck, and chicken. Turducken.
Okay. Slit it down the bottom. See what's inside it.
Spider goo falls out. Ragdoll grins.
Ooh. Okay.
That'll make a spider. Yeah.
He picks out a particularly succulent lump and chews it.
Oh.
Be my guest.
Okay. It's probably full of protein.
Right. So. I cast this divine.
You can like suck it up like noodles in a bowl.
Everyone gets fast healing 3 for 1 plus your charisma modifier in rounds.
Wow. 4 rounds.
So that's 12 hit points.
Wow. So I could I can give everyone 120 hit points back. That's without.
Not quite necessary.
Is that in 30 rounds?
Yeah.
Is that.
Oh, 40 rounds.
Wow.
That's without casting any clerical spells.
Yeah. Not bad going there.
And it's a 60-foot radius burst.
I'm assuming everyone's healed, Ben.
I'm
now I've lost my... Because I was on 71, although my hit points are only 57. Do I go back to 57 or 71?
57. That doesn't count with my... Alright, okay. Back up to normal tops.
Cool.
So how many do you actually need?
I don't know. Who's the most off?
Probably me.
Probably, 46. Yeah.
46, so that's...
I need 9 now. At 9. If I'm going back.
Probably you.
Oh, I need to cast 4. Might be
tenders.
Cast 4, I've got 6 left. 6 turning attempts left.
Wow.
Is there a bridge?
Do you think we should set the alarm off again? It's quite an efficient way of getting rid of the monsters in this area. Come on! Come on,
what does the obelisk say?
Yes.
It's some kind of runes.
Ooh, dwarves, runes, I know runes. Let me read the runes.
Attempt to decipher.
Yes.
I don't think the dwarfish runes.
I'd go and tie up people.
Oh, have a comprehend languages.
Comprehend languages may work.
Can I just do decipher script?
Remove any weapons and armour.
Okay.
And take them back to the infirmary.
31 on the cipher script.
And take them back to the infirmary.
Yeah.
Where those drow were.
Yeah.
You notice that the webbing seems to be starting to grow back along the corridor.
Mm. 31 on the cipher script.
It's some kind of warding stone.
Okay.
Really?
Okay, I'm glad we know that.
Yeah.
They're just runes that are designed to make magic work.
Right. What are we doing with all these unconscious people?
Back to the infirmary.
All of them. Well,
can't we just like tidy it up and push them over the edge into the lava?
No.
We've got an infirmary over here.
Okay. We are not
taking the unconscious ground to the infirmary.
Yeah.
Okay.
Recover and attack us all over again.
You walk in.
No, I don't walk in.
No.
I walk the edge.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Two guards come out and meet you. The woman standing behind them. What?
We've got some of your injured friends here. May need your attention.
She looks out. She spits at them and turns around.
They're not your friends now.
Guards turn around, walk back into the room.
That's what I like about drow. They're so elitist, even amongst themselves.
So you were with the slaves? Who were free?
No, they just don't like failed drow.
Hmm.
You notice that some
of leave them here?
You don't care?
Yeah, leave them there.
Oh, okay. You're not going to hurt my...
Yes, we'll kill them all.
Hmm. Maybe not then. Maybe.
We are not dragging.
In that case, no, we won't hurt them. We'll look after them and feed them and clothe them and take care of them.
All you have to say is,
do I have your problem?
We'll look after them.
No.
We'll take care of them.
Yeah. We'll make sure they're taken care of.
Yeah. They'll be taken care of, all right.
I can take them back to the big chamber.
Yes.
And then. Lie them in the corner.
Very close to the edge of the lava.
Okay. Then you can boot them in.
Ragdoll, stop kicking them over the edge. Naughty Ragdoll. How many times have I told you?
Not disheveled.
Ragdoll's almost eaten this entire spider now.
Nice.
Well, he was probably peckish.
Yeah.
He's got himself a sort of spider carapace that he's sort of looking at.
Ooh, nice shot.
Yeah. He puts his chest against it.
Ooh, kind of good. Spider armor. Nice.
He's
inventive.
Starts to
measuring the size of your head. How many spells have you got in there? Your head is huge.
He gets a rope out of his little bag and starts to strap it round his midriff.
That's quite clever.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, he's clearly taking points in craft.
And artificer.
Three or four of the legs are still sticking out.
Oh, clattered classy. Clattered.
Like spiked armor.
He breaks those off and eats them.
It's armour and food. Nice.
He's got the head as well, but he's looking at that.
If he could have armour.
All the eyes. I'll make a great skull cap. Look, he's got 10 eyes now.
He's thinking about putting it on his head.
Spider sight.
He sort of scoops the innards out and tries to.
Oh, that's nice.
Those little mandibles just over his eyes.
I can't really think about it.
I thought it was kind of cool, spider armour.
He smiles at you.
Armour for Bragdor.
I don't want some armour.
You didn't have to keep it.
What?
You didn't have to keep it.
Why?
It's the only way he's going to get the armour.
One of the arms, the human arms, is still hanging off the rope.
For later. Supper!
Yeah, you can nibble on some fingers.
It fell unconscious and died of old age.
Died.
Of course he did.
Accidental-like.
From those accidental hits with your large club.
No.
Hides behind his back.
You might need to do something about that.
What?
Think about it later.
You never complained about Bragdor before while you brought him all the way from Region A till you met us.
How's Bragdor going to eat if you can't club stuff to death?
I'm sure this carrot can provide.
Just like crap.
That's true.
That spider was lovely.
You can make anything you require.
No
Bragdor's personal chef now.
Possibly not elf.
You just said anything.
You can probably make spider meat.
Tofu elf.
Tofu elf.
Tastes just like elf.
Aren't they a bit
made of spider instead. Yeah. And don't have to kill it.
Spider's kind of crispy and a bit wet.
He wipes his chin.
You could cook it first.
Why? Gets rid of flavour.
True. More protein uncooked.
Yes, because Bragdor's a growing boy and
needs protein. Look at the size of him! He hasn't stopped growing yet, you know. He's only like 7. So, okay. So you're dragging these bodies to and from, up and by the
by yourself.
Yeah, everyone's watching you going. What's he doing?
I'm going to take one round.
Oh yeah, by the leg. Its head bangs up and down and along the back. So. You go,
I could sit it over my shoulder. 28.
Oh, strength 28. Oh, Lord. You can juggle them on the way, can't you? You've always got one in the air at any time, two in the air at any time. Whatever. Yeah. Right.
The amount he can juggle is only dictated by the height of the ceiling.
It's quite high. You can juggle them all.
Way!
My juggling skill.
Yeah. So, are you resting at all?
Well,
yes, I think so.
You're in a big cave.
I guess we're going to bind up the unconscious ones because they're going to come round at some point and not be happy.
There's a lot of them.
I know. Do you have any rope?
Not this much rope. You have a lot of rope?
We have that length of chain you've had wrapped around your waist since you were level 1.
Yeah, but I like that.
Or a snake,
if you get really desperate. His skin's grown round it now.
My stomach kind of nicely overhangs on the chain there, you know, that's quite good.
Bragdor's got an idea. We can use this bit.
And he puts down the other half of the spider.
And we put him on it and we boat him across that red lake there. What do you reckon?
Why?
Yes, that could
then
work.
Then they'd be over there and we'd be over here.
We could just go across the lake ourselves. And then we'd be over there and they'd be over here.
And but we might not want
any
to
any chance of falling into that red hot lava.
Spiders might not survive red hot lava.
Stop.
Yeah.
Then what do we care? Yes, send them across.
They're bad.
They're bad. Easier for us to go.
Why?
I like red door. He gives me.
Can we just bind them up?
Right. No one is going to kill these people, are they?
Oh. Bragdor will break their knees.
We all have our fingers crossed on our back.
Picked his club. Oh yeah, the old Terminator method. That's great. You said you wouldn't kill them. I didn't.
You
knees.
They will
live. You'll injure them in any other way.
Other than breaking their knees.
Definitely not breaking their knees.
Arms.
We could club them lightly till they're guaranteed to remain unconscious for several days.
They're going to anywhere.
Steve could just chew on them for a while longer.
Hang, 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 hang. Heel check, so he's going to wake up in a day and a half. Yeah, that'll do.
Ridiculous.
That's good. Yeah, we secure them.
How? You're running out of rope.
No,
I have 50 feet of rope.
Okay. You have...
It doesn't take...
You have 8 drow, 2 drider...
Driders are tough to...
You can,
that's it.
You can tie up a person with a meter of rope.
Driders are inherently evil, aren't they?
Yes, they are inherently evil.
I think we should kill the driders.
Plenty of rope to tie them.
They're very evil.
They might be laid on their stomach.
They're trying to kill us.
They'll be chopping your rope and
keep the drow alive because they can be redeemed.
But driders can't.
Can driders?
No.
No, I don't think
so. No.
I'm fairly sure I could try.
You would fail.
Yes.
Trust me on this, my son.
You try.
Through the ages, many priests have tried to redeem the evil that is the drider.
Then perhaps where priests have failed, I shall succeed.
That's very egotistical of you to
take the prison and find somewhere to rest.
Possibly
somewhere more secure than
the camp. Yeah, well, why don't we leave them back in the nursery, because they said they would take care of them. That's good enough for me.
Best they should be left with their own kind. We can't be dragging
But they will not look after them.
Ten.
They will look after them more than we will.
Drivers and drow with us.
And we're not particularly well disposed, the rest of the party, because they did try to kill us. Make us dead. Not subdue us, make us dead.
I mean, clearly the refusal of the slaves to attack us has proven their...
Do you want
to
put...
possible redemption?
Everybody's got, like, these are the swanky patterns on their chest plate. You gonna do me one?
Okay.
Good. I'll lift you up.
I'll draw
with weapons. Oh!
Means welcome alive.
Yeah.
Excellent.
They'll fall off.
Well, it depends what you draw on it, actually.
I'll draw spiders.
Ooh.
Little spiders.
No, spiders will come
see
off.
See what I can do with magic.
No. Spiders won't come alive.
No.
Oh.
No.
Living things.
Oh, yeah. You draw a spider construct.
Yeah,
I draw a mechanical spider.
A spider.
A mechanical spider.
Stand by.
Because
I'm allowed to do that.
Yes! Yeah.
He hands you one of the drow daggers.
Nice.
Just
so what you've got to do
okay.
is dress someone up in a golem suit
with a green
yeah.
and get you to kill it. It
kind of hisses when it goes against the thing. It's not acid, you don't think. It smells like some kind of organic poison. It
smells like teen spirit.
I put some in a little vial.
Organic
constantly
poison.
Dripping
yeah.
It's constant.
It's magic.
Alkaloids.
Ooh,
a magic evil poison dagger. Put it down.
Put it in my pocket.
She puts it down in her pocket.
It's not that evil. Daggers of venom are not evil.
In and of themselves. What are we going to do with all these?
I failed to spot her putting the evil poison dagger yes. away in her pouch. She inadvertently pricks herself in the leg.
Oh, so, it's a dagger of venom.
Ooh, nice. So what are we going to do, guys?
I get messed.
Perhaps we should find somewhere to rest.
What about these sleeping beauties?
I'm sure they'll be fine here for a while.
Yes,
fair enough. Sure. Okay.
Their friends will come back for them eventually.
We could dispose of
if we fight them again, they're dying
armor.
Next time because they're not doing this a second time.
Want their armor and chuck it in the lava.
Okay.
Yeah, that's useful to
plus one fire resistant leather armor takes quite a while to sink into the lava.
Only costs
one
to anyone.
Well,
not
really.
No. Wander over to the lava while they're doing this.
Yeah.
And have a look. How deep is it?
Lava's probably quite deep.
Just hand it to me. I'll make sure it sinks properly.
It's quite deep, actually. Quite deep.
Have a refreshing dip.
Well, it's hard for you to see, being it's lava.
I'll go and have a look.
What's
you
the width?
Stepping in.
What's the width of it?
You're completely immune to lava.
I need fire.
That's not
lava. Lava isn't fire. Lava's molten stone.
Very hot molten stone.
Very, very hot molten stone.
What's
but
the width?
Actually,
what's
in
the width
D&D,
of that lava stream?
The element of fire.
Yeah. It's the molten rock. Yeah.
What's the width of that lava stream?
That is narrowest.
The narrow point probably 30 about,
feet.
What's the, and the average is
no,
what?
It's about 15 feet, 20 feet there.
Right, so 20 to 30 feet average. Is it moving, the lava? Or is
yeah,
it
it's running.
High, however,
in which
I'm
case, its depth is probably quite deep indeed. Because be,
you could
be,
throw me 15 feet across the lava.
At least 5 to 10 feet.
I could do it! Could!
Let us search for a bridge before we begin throwing one another over
you can toss the
rivers
thing.
Of lava.
No. Nobody it's tosses
I'll
a half.
I'll practice with this one!
No.
What an excellent idea.
I'll just go across on the ceiling.
Oh, you
go.
Could, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I think if we head back to somewhere where we know.
Let's wipe out the infirmary.
Yes.
That's secure.
No.
We've got all these passageways around the cabin.
We're in a bit of an exposed area
yes. here. Yes. We head back to a secure area.
Yep.
Where's
that then?
Oh,
we just hang around the pillar and take it and watch.
Prison area.
Hey.
Hey.
Back to Bragdo's room.
Yeah.
We could go back to the panic room.
No, that's too
far.
Oh,
that's too far. Too far.
Back to that prison area that's got the...
Should we walk ahead a bit? There might
stuff.
Be a nice room.
It's also got
off.
Live drowning.
No, it hasn't.
Yes, it has.
You keep leaving live drow behind you.
Yeah,
I'm afraid.
It's really safe to head
yeah,
back.
There's not much behind you that isn't a live drow. And to be honest, there are no doors between you and the drow.
I have stone shape. I make a door.
Yes, good
point. Well, out of the rock.
Yeah, why not?
To cover
look, there's like a little cavern.
Yeah,
a little
just here.
Inlet in.
You mean?
No,
here.
One of these little ones that
oh,
come
one
up.
Of these little ones, yeah.
Dead end ones. Go in there, and I close the door behind us.
Okay.
Do it 75.
Yeah, they are.
Can you leave some air holes?
And can we put the drow in the other one and seal it up for a while? Because they can stay there nice and snug for a while.
And die of starvation.
The other drow will come and let them out. Because they're all nice.
Mining equipment.
Yes.
I can see if I leave it thin enough that Bragdor can easily beat its way out. I wouldn't have to
If the slaves are well treated, I'm sure the slaves will break them free.
We're all safe and secure and happy.
Bragdor edges in.
Hi, Clive.
Okay,
good. Right.
Are you resting there?
Oh, yes.
Cool. Right, do you want to do XP?
Oh, go on.
Oh, well.
Get the book, Steve.
We may as well, as we're here.
You had that contact poison, didn't you?
Woohoo.
You. Which is an XP gainer. I believe something rubbish. Okay.
Right. We're getting to the point where the battles are long and we're simply running out of spells.
Normally, battles are fine. They'll be fine in rooms. But this was an... See the size of this.
It is
And they came from all the way over here and round the other side of here into this room to get to you.
Maybe we should wake them up and let them interrogate one or two and says, what are you doing here? What's your name?
Clyde, you're on the table.
Where's the way out?
I don't know whether to give you... You know the dried one that ran, guy that ran away?
It was defeated.
It was, but you may meet him again.
Well,
I suppose technically if you do meet him again, you're not getting the XP twice, so I'll give his XP
unless
now.
Unless he's changed.
Well, no, he won't have changed. Hello, buddy.
We have
good pussycat. You
encountered the encounter, and he has been defeated.
We have countered the encounter,
Okay, Steve. One challenge rating, two for the contact poison.
Nothing.
No good. Six, challenge rating six for the normal drow guards.
Six 750s.
For each.
Six times
750.
Pass me
in
here and I'll move
them
that way.
750. Times six. Very good. That's
4,500.
Oh,
I'll grab the cat out of the way.
Flighty boom, you're in the way.
Well, grab it. I'm getting
right
here.
Go on, Clyde. Five.
Cats love table.
Bragdor will gain a level.
Hey, better add. 3 times 7 for the Dryder sorcerers.
1,000 each.
Very good. And that's... 3,000. 2 times 5 for the Night Guard robes.
500 each.
Very good. 1 times 10 for the sorcerer guy.
3,000.
1 times 10 for the arachnid woman. 3,000. And 1 times 7 for the invisible stalker. It's a nice, easy addition. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 15,500.
Divide by 2. Yay!
15,500 by 6. We're all waiting.
2,583.
2,583. Can you divide that by 2 for me?
1,291.
Lovely.
Can we get 2,583, yeah?
Yeah.
53,328.
Cool. Bragdor's on 2,281. That'll level. What does he need to level? Well, it doesn't level he is. What level is Bragdor considered? 3.
Oh, what's
his how many levels has he got? All right.
Will we on 50745 before?
He just levels an ogre, doesn't he?
I think so.
He has 4.
50745.
Very
easy. I don't know, I read 50745, yeah.
Now we're on 53,328.
Yes.
Okay.
Four level.
What do we need for next level?
55.
Oh.
How many you got?
So another session like that.
53. Yeah. Another session of nothing but battle.
You did alright. I thought you might die.
Another session just like that, yeah.
I'm just happy that we're actually that far from the brook.
Look, now, think about it. Area M is only 2 areas away from the exit.
Wow!
Pretty much direction.
Yeah, the exit is way over there.
Yeah. Because Area N is a double-sized area.
Wow.
Double-sized area.
But we're nowhere near the challenge rating with that area.
Ooh.
You're not kidding.
If it's near the exit.
what's mean in Area N? Let's see.
So
lots
of well, the
challenge rating 10, Alec.
No.
A challenge rating 16, Trap.
We won't be back.
Ouch. Now that's going to be a rogue
In the same room as a challenge rating 20, Mummy Lord.
Oh.
Oh, mummy lords. Everyone loves a mummy lord.
That's a mummy lord. That's a 15th level mummy lord cleric.
Oh,
and his friends.
Maybe they just want to chat.
Wow, are you so need to get to Area N? Oh, yes, you do.
I think we're level. Going to... Should we just thoroughly wipe out this region?
Ooh, dread rifts.
Yeah, because getting us to level 11 will make all the difference against the challenge, right?
It's a start. It's a start.
Wow, I was like 200 and something. It's like 200 rooms in here. 260 rooms.
Considering
in
we actually did not a bad job of wiping out the local
Where's
area.
The PHP?
Maybe we should just wipe out the entire area.
Steve's got it.
Level 6 spells.
Are you on level 6, Sue?
Have we found a plot?
When we get 11.
What? Yeah, get out or...
What's the plot in this area? There is no plot.
No. Get out or die. There's very little plot is the problem in the entire thing. You have to spend... The plot, I think, in this is designed to be run if you're running each individual dungeon as an individual dungeon. It's too much of a desire to get the hell out.
That's annoying.
What?
What's how big? The table?
3 foot and a bit.
Yeah. Right, stop measuring the table.
Oh, I'm going to stop. Bye, everyone. Until next time.
Wow.
End of session 31.
Very good. 3 hours, 49 minutes.
That's good. Wow. That's a big session.